Our Sports presents high school football.
High formation here. Shelton trying to get in, and they'll run option to the right side. Deep pitch to Glenn. He makes a good move to get away from Joyce. Now he's going to reverse his field, and Luke Glenn's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. And that's the shiftiness of Luke Glenn.
Tonight, two of the top two teams in D2 battle in Fullerton as the Warriors welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So trips to the short side left, and they'll put Glenn in motion, and they will fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper up the middle, stop. Connie has room. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdowns. Shelton, a 32-yard touchdown run on the quarterback draw. Put Shelton on the board here in the D2 semifinal.
It's the home opener for Fullerton. After two impressive road wins to start the season, Shelton is also 2-0, but will face their first top five challenge tonight. It's the Bulldogs and Warriors coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Fullerton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Fullerton. A perfect night for high school football as we approach almost the mid-portion of the season. In fact, there's a couple teams out there tonight that are going to be playing their fourth game of the season. But tonight, it's game three for the Fullerton Warriors and the Shelton Bulldogs. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. And it just depends on which poll you look at, Huskerland Prep, or if you look at the Omaha World Herald, or if you look at the Lincoln Journal Star, but whichever one you look at, these teams are either number one, number two, or number three in D2. And there's another D2 battle tonight on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5 FM, as Kennesaw takes on Giltner. Kennesaw really gave Giltner their best regular season game last year for about three quarters, but the third quarter with some injuries botched them up a little bit. Here, Fullerton is one of those teams this year that many people say is the most improved, even though they went 5-5 last year, made it into the playoffs, won a playoff game, won it convincingly. But boy, what they have done in the first two football games so far this year. Going on the road, beating Humphrey St. Francis, of course, in the state championship last year, and they thumped them 46-22. Then they went on the road to Osceola, and now a bye week. So they have had 2 weeks to prepare for Shelton, and they still have Giltner on their schedule, the next home game, 2 weeks away. So Fullerton no doubt has a chance to prove that they are number one in D2 over the next 3 weeks. They've already got a key one on the road, as we said, and then Shelton and Giltner, their first two home games of the year, and it's homecoming as well. So special night tonight for Fullerton. For Shelton, a little easier for them in the first 2 weeks. They went out and rolled Hampton 80-26, and then after a slow start against Harvard, won it 40-2. They just run the football. Only 7 pass attempts in the first 2 games so far this year. We will hear from the head coaches, Ryan Houghton of Fullerton and Mike Lowe of Shelton. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and, as always, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back with more after this.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got a great football matchup tonight in D2 as the Shelton Bulldogs are in Fullerton to take on the Warriors, and the head coach Mike Lowe joins us here. Both teams are off to a 2-0 start with some impressive victories. And coach, congratulations on the 2-0 start. Thanks for the time, and why don't you tell me how your team has been playing through the first two games?
We've been playing pretty good so far. Week one, we kind of had some regular week one issues, a couple turnovers, a couple defensive breakdowns, things like that, but our offense was able to get rolling and obviously put up a lot of points in that one. And then week two, we ran into Harvard, and they had a pretty good defensive plan for us and didn't score quite as many points, but our defense stepped up and actually threw a defensive shutout. Safety was the only points they got that week, so not too bad so far.
Mike, where did you think you saw significant improvement from the first game to the second?
Just defensive assignments was the biggest deal. We had a, in film session after that first game, we had a lot of breakdowns in pass coverage assignment-wise. In the second game, I think there might have been one or two, and they completed some little mid-range passes on us. But other than that, we had everything else sealed up in their option game, and that's what it's going to take.
Well, this is obviously a big-time football game of Fullerton coming off of a bye week. Concerns that maybe they have a little more time to prepare for you?
In high school football, I don't know if the bye week creates as much of a kind of imbalance as it does maybe in professional and in college sports. They probably shouldn't have had, too much injuries or anything like that to rest up from. And I think it's easier to keep high school kids focused if they're out there playing and they don't have that time off. So I don't know if it's a huge advantage. They, like I said, they got to rest, but I don't know if the strategic advantage is all that much of an improvement for them.
As you've scouted Fullerton, they're not a very deep team, but the kids that they've got can all play, and they're pretty solid. What do you see from them?
They definitely have some electrifying athletes. Their running back is excellent. Kind of reminds me of what we had last year with Luke Glenn. He's their workhorse. It seems like they're going to give it to him probably 75% of the time, and he's good. And that's going to be hard to stop. And everybody else plays off of that. It looks like they enjoy blocking for him. And then, like I said, they like to get theirs too. When it's a fake to him, those other guys will capitalize on it. So they definitely have a lot of weapons to stop out there.
Talking with Shelton football coach Mike Lowe here on Classic Hits. They are going to have, I would think, a lot of emotion. This is their home opener. They've also decided that this will be homecoming, and they've went on the road, and they've beaten two pretty darn good football teams, but they have given up some points. Do you see that maybe, that your defense, at least at this point, is a little stronger, or is it just the opposition you've played?
They've definitely had two quality opponents on film. Both their opponents looked really well. Osceola was able to put up a lot of yards and points on them, but that doesn't mean it's going to be like that every single week. That they could have a different game plan than what they're preparing for. But like I said, they're definitely going to have the emotion rolling. I think a couple people predicted them to win, and they've got up there in the polls fairly quickly. When you win impressively over two quality opponents like they have, you get respect pretty quick, and they certainly are deserving of it. And they're going to go out there and try to be a third-quality opponent.
Mike, I'm sure this will be a loaded question, but what's it like now with Giltner getting beat? Whenever that team seems to be invincible or at the top of the mountain, and then all of a sudden you find out that maybe it's a little more wide open than you thought, and that brings a whole bunch of teams into the picture. Can you tell the sense in practice? Do the kids know about that? Do you know about that? Does it make any difference?
I think the kids know about it, but I don't think it makes any difference to us. Giltner got beat, and I don't know if that means they're any less on top of the mountain. They got beat by a very good team, but I do think D2 is definitely wide open this year. There's a lot of people kind of vying for those top, 10 spots, and like I said, a lot of teams are up there, and everybody wants a piece of it, and tonight's going to be the chance for one of these teams to go a little farther to the top.
Well, you kind of mentioned him a little earlier, and we talked about him in the preseason. You lose Luke Glenn to graduation. You bring in a little guy in David Jimenez. It looks like you're still running the ball pretty good. How's he doing?
He's holding up well. last game we had to run him a little more than maybe we hoped. Our other running back, Jared Muehlbach, had a little bit of a hip pointer about halfway through, and we usually like to split the carries with those two guys, but Jimenez is a kid. He's tough, and sometimes he's tough to a fault. I think sometimes he's feeling a little pain out there, but he won't ever tell me, and he always wants to go back in and get those carries. And, I think everybody thinks he's going to be easy to bring down, and his 110 pounds runs pretty hard, and he'll hit you in the mouth with everything he's got and keep going. So I worry about sometimes his kind of endurance to take all those hits, but he's never shown me that he ever wants out of the game, so we're going to keep riding him.
Last minute here with Mike Lowe, head football coach at Shelton. You haven't probably had to throw the ball much in the first two games, but you've only put it up seven times. Concerned about that? Expect that you'll have to throw it more tonight? What's your thoughts there?
We're not really that concerned about it. We, probably contrary to belief out there, we do practice throwing the ball. so we do throw some passes in practice and stuff like that. Just when it comes game time, if we see something that's working on the ground, we're going to try to chew up clock. We're going to try to keep the ball in our hands. And we have a very capable quarterback in Taron Hawks. He's about 6'3". He can see over the line well. He's got a cannon for an arm. It's just whether we think we need to throw it or not. So, but he is very capable, and we have capable receivers out there with Derek Ellis and Jared Muehlbach and Jose Gomez are all capable of catching passes out there. So whether we see it tonight or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Finally, Mike, just looking at the stat sheet, I suppose one of the things you want to clean up is the penalties. Has that been more on the JVs, or is that a problem right now?
A lot of it has been in kind of cleanup duty, but last week, I never want to say anything bad about officials, but those guys wanted to get money for every flag they threw because it wasn't just on us. I think there was close to 30 flags in the game. So it was... there was laundry all over the field on both teams, and sometimes we were dumbfounded, and sometimes they were stupid mistakes on our part. So it's definitely stuff we got to clean up. In film session, we go over that, and it wasn't too many stupid penalties. I mean, we had one offside, things like that. Everything else was kind of ticky-tack, holding or pass interference here and there. So nothing that we're really concerned about right now, discipline-wise. So we go out there. We'll do what we can.
Finally, Mike, everybody excited to get this test? This is a pretty big early season test, maybe a little barometer for the next part of the season.
Yeah, this is kind of our measuring stick right now. If we can go out there and win this one, kids are going to be pretty excited and ready to go to the rest of the season, because coming in, I'm not even sure the kids knew exactly what we had with our graduating class, but I think we have 11 seniors on the team, and they're all excited to maybe get a little respect and see where they can go going forward.
All right, Mike, look forward to a great football game. We always appreciate the time, and best of luck.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Mike Lowe, head football coach at Shelton. We'll be back and talk to Ryan Houghton, the head coach at Fullerton, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is a big time, top five, top three, depending on whose rankings you look at. D2 battle tonight in Fullerton as the Warriors take on Shelton. And we're pleased to be joined by the head football coach, Ryan Houghton, whose Warriors, just like Shelton, are off to a 2-0 start. And coach, thanks for the time. And boy, you guys have been tested early in the season.
Yeah, we have. And then thanks for having me, Doug. We appreciate the coverage. Oh, we have. We have been tested and tested pretty good. I mean, first game out, we played on week zero, an early game at the defending runner-ups in Humphrey St. Francis. Very good ball team. I mean, they don't lose a lot of games in regular season. Matter of fact, very rarely do they lose. We went up to their place, you know, not knowing a whole lot about them because it was a sketch game that the state gave us after Lindsay Holy Family forfeited their season. So we hadn't played them in the past. You know, we'd seen them in playoffs. We'd seen them watching them on TV. A very good team with a good running back and core group around them. And we went up there and won, 42 to 20 and had a pretty nice night. Came back against the Osceola team that we knew were going to be pretty good. We went 5-3 last year, made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. All kinds of momentum coming into a new year. And we actually trailed that ball game at half and showed a lot of moxie, toughness, maturity, and outscored them in the second half 30-6 to kind of win going away. But tough ball team. Both the schools, big surprise they lost another game the rest of the year, to be real honest with you. So, what we like about it, what we preach to the kids, that we've had a tough schedule, we've been game tested already, and that's to our advantage.
Ryan Houghton, head football coach at Fullerton, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Kind of a rarity. This will be your home opener. We're this deep into the season, and last week was your bye week, and now your home opener. So, talk about the bye week and the anticipation of welcoming in Shelton. What you've been doing the last week and a half?
Yeah, it is kind of strange to have your first home game. We're having homecoming already because before you know it, you know, we got to go on the road next week. Before you know it, you're in October, and that's getting pretty late for homecoming. So a little different in that aspect. But last year, you know, it was opposite. We had the early home games, and you deal with that, you know. But we're very excited to get back at, you know, to our home place here and all the things that go along with homecoming. But, you know, we did have a bye week last week, and I would kind of have a plan on how we do things a certain way on a bye week. And we use it not only to, you know, kind of heal some bumps and bruises, but an additional scout. Go back to the basics, so to speak, also. We touched on the fundamentals and, you know, went over the building blocks of things that we do. So hopefully that pays off. You know, we hit the conditioning circuit pretty hard. You know, hopefully a bye week pays off. You sure hate to come out a little flat off of a bye. Sometimes when things are rolling well, like we were 0-2 and playing pretty good, you got the ball rolling, you hate to take time off, you know, keep that momentum hot. But we think we found a nice balance and are really excited to get this game going on Friday against, you know, two top five teams. A lot of implications on the line.
Ryan, kind of talk about that a little bit. Fullerton hasn't been a state power. This is kind of new territory, maybe for everybody, the city, the kids, the coaches. How are they handling that so far, especially since you got off to the good success here and might be proving some people right?
Well, the city and our community and our fans are really excited. They're backing us real well. I mean, we've had a good following when we went on the road. You know, but in a way, I know we haven't been, you know, like the Sheltons, where we've been to the Final Four a couple of years in a row, or the Giltners or the St. Francis of the world, but we've aspired to be here. I mean, we've talked about it. We've wanted to be here, and we've seen what the other teams have done to get here. So this isn't an accident. It's something we've planned a long time. We've got a core group of kids that have worked for this. We finally got some experience. We've been young for so long. Finally, that youth has rolled over a little bit. But, you know, last year we got a pretty good taste of this. You know, we went to the playoffs, and we've been to the playoffs, you know, five times in the last 9 years. So we're accustomed to going to playoffs, but advancement hadn't happened till last year. And, you know, we were an underdog last year. We went on the road, and we won our first round game, you know, 41-6, and that was a big eye opener for people. And you know, people really got on board with us and knew just what we could do. We lost in the Sweet 16, but we had a good tough game against a real good Lindsay Holy Family team. And you know, our kids go to all them playoff games, and and understand what it takes to get there. And I think they kind of use that as a badge of motivation over this summer. We had a good summer. And so it's not a complete surprise. We're not, devoid from success. It just hasn't been at the big form.
We're talking with Ryan Houghton here for another couple minutes, head football coach at Fullerton on Classic Hits, getting ready to take on Shelton. A couple of things I noticed, Coach, is that it is D2, obviously, but still not a lot of kids. I got 21 if I counted the roster right here, so maybe not as much depth as you would like, but a lot of these kids, as you said, have played a lot of football with you. The second observation is it looks like we're going to see a lot of the rushing attack, which good teams in D2 do. Shelton's only thrown the ball seven times in their first two games, and you've got a good football player in Gage Horick, so when you do want to throw it, he's there for you. But talk a little bit about what you guys have been able to do offensively and what you expect to see from Shelton.
Well, we have been rushing the ball well. I mean, when you got a good running back in Garrett Saundrup, you need to get him the ball. We've mixed in some other guys in there, too. Seth Watovic's carried it a number of times. Our quarterback's handled the ball. Keenan Watovic has run it for us. So we've spread it around quite a bit. And, no, we haven't passed a lot yet this year. I mean, we've had 14 passes on the year, but our rushing attack has been successful. When something's working at the rate that it has, we're averaging nearly 7 to 8 yards per carry. I think you're kind of foolish if you go away from that too often. But we fully expect Shelton to really load up and try to stop that run on us. And, the nice thing is we have a lot of confidence in our passing game. We do have a returning All-State receiver in Gage Horick that hasn't had a lot of touches this year, and I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get loose. And he's really improved his game, too. I think he's he's even slimmed down a little bit. He's a lot faster. A 6'3", rangy wide receiver that can go up over top of people and make plays. But, we're expecting Shelton to try to slow that down. Hopefully we can continue to run the ball. But we're full-on expecting probably having to mix in some play-action pass to loosen up their tight 4-4 defense.
Ryan, final thought here. Sometimes it's hard to tell on tape, but as you said, with that bye week, you might have been able to scout them a little closer. How does the line play match up in this ball game?
Well, that'll be an interesting competition there. They're very different than we are in that aspect. They're very big and strong, very big and strong and physical. We are very quick, fast, and athletic and agile, and I think those two things will play a big part in this game. We understand that going toe-to-toe with these guys is going to be difficult, so we're going to try to do some different things, some different looks, some stemming, some slanting, some twisting, use our athleticism against their bulk a little bit and try to offset that. Hopefully we can shore up their running game. They that's a big part of their success on offense. They score in bunches. If we can limit that, limit the big plays, limit the scoring in bunches, I think it bodes well for us on Friday night.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate the hospitality. Looking forward to seeing the Warriors on the football field and a great game tonight. Best of luck to you guys the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Ryan Houghton, the head football coach at Fullerton, and we will be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by our friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For the Shelton Bulldogs, the center is number 65, senior Dakota Pollard. The guards are number 52, senior Zach Oliver, and number 60, senior Nate Muehlbach. At ends, number 10, senior Derek Ellis. There's a trend here. And at number 44, a sophomore, Gage Komen. Fullback number 30 is senior Jacob Strauss. And the I-back number 20, David Jimenez, a senior. Quarterback number 12, senior Taryn Hawks. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs is Mike Lowe. And they are 2-0 on the season, ranked number 3, number 6, and also in the top 3 of Huskerland Prep. For Fullerton, the center is number 55, 170-pound senior Curtis Kanopic. The guards are number 50, 215-pound sophomore Tyler Prasoski, and number 52, 190-pound senior Colin Nathan. The ends, number 8, is a 185-pound junior Gage Horick, and number 44, sophomore, 185-pound Tyson Hellbush. Fullback, number 26, 170-pound junior Seth Watovic. The I-back is Garrett Sonderup, number 22, 170-pound junior. And the quarterback, Garrett Somm, a 150-pound senior, wears number 11. Head coach Ryan Houghton ranks second and fourth in the state. And we'll kick it off right after this. The starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
And Fullerton, as we're ready to go here a little bit early, is going to kick the ball into the end zone. And that's how this football game will start. So we will see our first activity coming from the Shelton Bulldogs at their own 15-yard line. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. High school football action coming your way tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So here we go, first down and 10 out of the pistol formation, man in motion, and we've got penalty flags. That ball was snapped almost into the motion man, and that would have been disaster anyway. And I think we'll see an illegal shift here once the referee tells us what happened officially. Oh, no, they're going to call offsides, it looks like. On Fullerton. So we get underway. The first play of the game is an offsides for a 5-yard penalty. And that'll make it first and 5 for Shelton. And they'll waste no time, hand it off the right side. The ball came out of there, but it looks like they're going to call the play dead as they make it across Jimenez to about the 23-yard line. So David Jimenez, first carry. We'll pick up 3. Third, second down and 2 after the 3-yard carry. Man in motion again. Quarterback Hawks keeps it off the left side. Out of that sweep, he's got the first down across the 25 and out to about the 29-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 6. And again, don't think that these football teams are going to put the ball in the air all that much here today. 6-yard gain, first and 10, wasting no time. They'll turn, hand it to Jimenez off the left side, has a hole, gets 3, 4, 5. He's across the 35 and out to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 7 yards here. We're going to call it second down and 4 yards to go officially. We'll call it a gain of 6. So a good start here for Shelton on the road at Fullerton. Only 21 kids, as we told you with our interview with Coach Houghton there. So a little more depth on the Shelton roster. Again, lineup out of the pistol. Here comes the blitz and a little misdirection here. Hawks turned. There was nobody there, so he keeps it himself and powers over the left side for the first down, and he's going to just sneak into Fullerton territory at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 5, 4 carries and 2 first downs in this football game for the Shelton Bulldogs. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. They'll put the ball right on the midfield stripe, and a little counterplay. Jimenez off the right side, and he's going to be wrapped up and thrown backwards. And in there on the tackle is going to be Gage Horick. No gain on the play that time for David Jimenez. Again, we've got football all over the airwaves, including on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, another D2 top 10 battle. Giltner taking on Kennesaw. Kearney Catholics out in Ogallala tonight. That game's on ESPN 1460. Kearney High is home tonight, taking on the defending state champion, but winless, Millard North. Now under center will be Hawks. They go with the double wing, and the quarterback Hawks is going to give it off to the fullback, Jacob Strauss, and there is nothing there. Strauss is wrapped up for no gain. So after moving it on the ground, the first four carries, Shelton is stuffed on back-to-back plays, and that'll bring up third down and 10. Could be the eighth pass play of the year coming up here for the Bulldogs, but don't count on it. Don't count on it. Little bit of sun down the middle of the football field. That'll be gone here by the end of the first quarter. Four wideouts, Hawks all by himself. Jimenez in motion. They fake the handoff. Quarterback draw over the right side, 35. First down, 30. He's tripped up, or he could have been gone on that one, just getting the shoestring tackle that time. Number 10, Ethan Lezak. But a nice 10-yard run for another first down. And as we said, just because it's third and long doesn't mean that Shelton's going to run the football, or pass the football, excuse me. They run it, third first down, and a drive that started at their own 15 is now down to the Fullerton 30-yard line. Ball on the near hash, out of the I formation this time. Turn, hand it, Jimenez, big hole over the left side. He'll get to the 25, the 24 before he's tripped up. And another 6-yard gain on the play. So some good first down yardage for Shelton. And it'll be second down and 5. They'll say his knee actually hit at about the 25-yard line. But still, 5 yards on first down. They'll take it every time. 8:35 to go. Opening drive of the football game. Obviously, we're scoreless. Hawks takes the snap. He wants to throw. He's got a man wide open in the back of the end zone. The ball's tipped, underthrown, and incomplete, trying to get it to Derek Ellis. Ellis had got behind the safety, and the ball was just a tad bit underthrown. And again, when you don't throw the ball that much, just needed a little more loft on that one, but it falls incomplete. And that'll make it third down and 5 at the 25-yard line. You're in that go-for-it-on-fourth-down area of the football field anyway, so that was a good spot to take a shot for Shelton. Now they're taking a little longer in the huddle, coming up with this play, third and 5 at the Fullerton 25-yard line after the incomplete pass. Jimenez, left wing, and again the man in motion. It's going to be an end-around here for Jose Garcia. Garcia fights for yardage, and a late penalty flag comes out. Let's see what that's all about as Jose Garcia takes the run. Garcia didn't get too much. It looks like he'll be short of that first down, but let's see what the flag is. And it's going to be a face mask. So a face mask penalty on the Fullerton Warriors will give Shelton their fourth first down here of the opening drive. So marked off from the 20-yard line, this will be the 5-yard variety. Excuse me, that's Jose Gomez that carried the football. He got 4 yards on the play. And another first down, quarterback draw. Hawks just trying to go off the initial count there, and he fires forward, fumbled the football, but it's covered there by Garcia. And the ball bouncing the way right now of Shelton. Inside the 15, we'll call it the 12-yard line for Hawks. It is 4 carries, 24 yards for Hawks. And make it second down, and we'll say 7 yards to go here. All on the ground and one incomplete pass. The 12th play of the drive. Fullback handoff up the middle with it is going to be Gomez, and he is going to get just inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line. That's going to be third down and 4. A gain of 3 more on the play there for Gomez. But boy, what a drive to start this football game for Shelton, just grinding it out on the ground. Started at their own 15 there, now inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. Third down and 4. Offset eye to the left side of Hawks. Hawks gives it to Jimenez right up the middle, and he is upended at the 5, but should have the first down. Where they're coming in from the sideline, that'll be enough for a 5-yard gain. And another Shelton first down. First and goal at the 4-yard line for the Shelton Bulldogs. They're trying to eat up half of the first quarter here. We're at the 7-minute mark, and they're doing what they want. Chew that, grind that yardage up and get into the end zone. And Hawks runs over to talk to Coach Mike Lowe and get the play. First and goal at the 4-yard line for Shelton. Right behind him is Gomez. Jimenez off to his left. Quarterback sneak. Hawks follows his center. Keeps the legs churning. Got a yard, maybe two. They try to strip it and throw him backwards for the tackle. Just getting behind Dakota Pollard and trying to get yard after yard after yard. They're going to give him maybe one after the dog pile. It'll be second down and goal at the 3. And Gomez and Garcia kind of running in plays right now for Coach Lowe. Now they go back to the power eye formation. Hawks again, a quarterback sneak. Oh, there's going to be a penalty flag, a blatant push in the back by Jacob Strauss. That is going to be aiding the runner. And that is going to push them well back. So when you're getting little chunks at a time and moving the ball, you can't afford a bad down or a penalty. And you hardly ever see that called. We were talking about it last week, but Jacob Strauss just Weldon got in the bulldozer, drove it on the field, got right behind him and pushed him because it was that obvious. And that will mark them back to the 9-yard line. It's only a 5-yard penalty. So it is still a chance to get into the end zone here. Second and goal at the 9. 0-0, 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. I don't know if I've ever seen the opening drive produce something like this. Out of the pistol, Hawks, he's going to take it left side, follow his blockers, and there's nowhere to go. The Warriors have him closed down as he gets to about the 6-yard line. And coming off the bottom of the pile that time, it looked like Garrett Somm, the defensive back, and it's going to be a gain of 3. So Hawks got a little bit, and you've got to figure they've got 2 downs to get in from the 5. They actually gave him a pretty good spot. Third and goal at the 5, and our first timeout of the ball game taken here, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 5:29 to go in the opening quarter, and it's still the opening drive. Shelton and Fullerton are scoreless.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Well, out of the Shelton timeout, they find themselves facing third and goal at the Fullerton 5-yard line. The opening drive of the game that's already taken 6.5 minutes. A little penalty pushed them back to second and goal at the 9. Picked up 4. Pistol and Hawks going to take it around the left end. Looking for a block, steps over a man, and he's going to reach for the pylon, shoved out of bounds, and they're going to say that he stepped out. Give the tackle to Garrett Sonder up. And they will mark him just short of the goal line. A gain of 3 on the play. I'm going to say it's just outside the 1, between the 1 and the 2, it looks like. Maybe closer to the 1. Gain of 4 that time for Hawks. He's carried it 7 times on this possession. So 4th and goal at the 1. And they're going to line up, obviously, to go for it here. What a stop if Fullerton can get it. Hawks quarterback sneak over the left side. Gets into the end zone for a Shelton touchdown. And they do not shy away from the quarterback sneak. They ran that a few times on that drive. A long, long drive. And Shelton marches it down the field to take a 6-0 lead with 5:17 to go here in the opening quarter of play. I'll give you all the details here in just a moment, but they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion. And all by himself in the pistol is going to be Hawks. He's got four wideouts, twins right, twins left. And here they come. Hawks has time, throws it on the slant, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to his right slot receiver in Jose Gomez. So the two-point conversion is no good, but with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, Shelton takes it down the field. They're up 6-0.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
A 17-play drive that took 6:43 and capped off on fourth and goal, a one-yard quarterback sneak for Taryn Hawks, and Shelton scores on the opening drive to make it 6-0. That's going to take a little toll on Fullerton, too, you'd have to think. All that man-on-man there in the trenches as Shelton tees the football up here and getting ready to boot it away is Jacob Strauss. And a big fellow wearing number 30 puts his foot into it, and you don't have to worry about that one being returned. He kicks it 8 yards deep into the end zone, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Fullerton. Interesting. Some teams do this. Some teams, they just don't put them on there. Sometimes it's gamesmanship. But Shelton doesn't list the weight of their players on the roster. Some of that might be because they got some big old boys on the line. Some of that might be they don't want to know other teams know that David Jimenez weighs 115 pounds. As the I-back. But Fullerton now, after all of that, is going to get their first crack, starting from their 15-yard line. Fullback with Tovic, Sonder up the I-back, and Somm is the quarterback. And Somm will be out of the shotgun, out of a double wing. Send a man in motion from left to right. They'll hand it to Watovic. Watovic tries to turn the corner, and he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to be a loss on the play, and here comes a late penalty flag. There might have been a little extracurricular on the very first offensive play here. Good tackle around the right side there, but Watovic didn't get anything. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Shelton. And that is a 15-yard penalty. And obviously, they do not want to see that. So a first down on the first play of the game for Fullerton comes off a penalty. And that'll move the ball all the way out to the 30-yard line. And they're actually going to mark it at the 28 because there was a loss of 2 on the play for Watovic. So that'll set up 1st down and 10. And taking some time to get everything settled out there are the officials. And once they're ready, then we'll play some more football. The official talking to the center here. I don't think that Shelton really asked for an explanation, so back to football. Pitch play left side. It's going to be Sonder up, lowering his shoulder, crossing the 30, getting out to the 32-yard line. That will be a 4-yard gain for Garrett Sonder up. For Fullerton, Sonder up has 421 yards rushing and 12 rushing touchdowns in their first two games. He's the money man. Soms only put it up 14 times. But when they do throw it, the man you're looking for is number 8, the junior end, Gage Horick. He was a big-time player last year, has 3 catches so far this year. Pitch play again. Sweep left side, Sonderup gets to the 35. That'll be a gain of 3 and bring up third down and about 4 as they move the ball just shy of the 35-yard line. 6-0 in favor of the Shelton Bulldogs. And we will keep you up to date on other scores from around the area, so just keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Last night, Grand Island beat Norfolk. Omaha North over Lincoln Southwest. Omaha West Side over Fremont Big. Third and 4 for Fullerton. Trailing 6-0. They're at their own 35-yard line. Slot right. Back to pass is Somm. Wants to go deep. He's got Sinan Watovic. It is a jump ball, and it is incomplete. Watovic, the senior, had gotten behind David Jimenez, but once again, the pass was underthrown, and so the ball will come back for a fourth down. So both teams had a chance, if they would have put a little more air under the football, for a touchdown pass, but both pass attempts were underthrown. And now Fullerton will have to punt the football away, we presume. And it's going to be Watovic standing at his 25-yard line. And back to return it is David Jimenez. He's going to stand at his 15. So waiting for the snap, trying to get him to jump, didn't happen. And it's a low line drive kick away from Jimenez, bounces at the 15, inside the 10. David gets away from it to the 7-yard line. Nice punt, 38 yards, and no return. So Shelton will start first and 10 at their own 7-yard line, leading it 6-0 with 3:34 to go here in the first quarter of play. They took the opening possession and marched it right down the football field. And now we'll have their second possession of the football game. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hawks scored on fourth and goal for Shelton. And now Hawks will come out from under center in that little pistol. And everybody moves. There's going to be a legal procedure. Center didn't snap the ball in the backfield. It was Jared Muehlbach that time. So Shelton has not been ashamed or afraid to throw that football and move some people around back there. And that'll be the third penalty of the football game on Shelton. So illegal procedure. Back him up half the distance to the goal, and that'll move him at the 4. First down and 14. Hawks trying to keep it himself. A late pitch out to Muehlbach, who gets to the 5 to the 9. A dangerous, dangerous situation. Hawks was being wrapped up, and he just kind of shuffled it out there. And it's going to be good enough for a gain there for Jared Muehlbach. Out to about the 10. We'll say it's a gain. No, they're not going to mark it at the 10. They're going to mark it at the 8. So it's a gain of 4. So right about where they were before the penalty. And that will make it second down and 10. Out of the pistol, Jimenez in motion. And they will fake the handoff. And Hawks will go counter left side. Breaks a tackle at the 10. Stretches it out to the 15. Give him the 16-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 for Hawks. And we'll make it third down and short. We'll say it's third and a long 2. They need to get just across the 18. The ball spotted at the 16-yard line. 6-0. Shelton leads it in this top 10 battle at Fullerton on just a perfect night for football. No wind. And just about the entire football field's under shade except the 2 yards where the football's at. They drop the snap. Then Hawks picks it up. And he's hit in the backfield and dropped by Curtis Kanopic. And Shelton's going to have to punt the football. Little mishandle there between the quarterback center exchange, and Hawks is a little hobbled as he gets up here. Kanopic will drop him back at about the 13-yard line. We'll say that's a loss of 3. And that'll bring up fourth down. Standing at his own 25-yard line, expecting a big punt here from Muehlbach. Low-line driver back up blocked. And it's off the side of the foot, and this is not going to be the best punt in the world. It's going to go out of bounds in Shelton territory. Let's see where they officially mark it at. The 35? Looks like about the 35. And so that's only a 22-yard punt and no return. First down and 10 for Fullerton, trailing here at home 6-0 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter against Shelton. Shelton, who made it to the state semifinals before being eliminated by Giltner. Fullerton, last time they were to the state semis, they were there in 1990 and 1994. Of course, they were playing 11-man football back at that time. So first down and 10 with great field position here for the Warriors. Out of the I formation, Somm drops back, wants to find a screen. It's nothing there. He's going to have to scramble. Gets a couple, gets three, lowers his shoulder, gets to the 30. That's a good scramble for 4 yards. And it'll be second down and 6 as Garrett Somm was looking for some passing yards deep down the field. As we said, he's only put it up 14 times in the first two games. And those were two tough games. They put up a lot of points, but they were able to grind it out on the ground against St. Francis and Osceola, both on the road. Second down, we'll call it 5 yards to go. Mark it at the 30. Somm turns, hands it to his eye back. Sonder up, hole over the right side, skips through 1:25:20, and now there's nobody left. 10-5, touchdown, Fullerton. A 30-yard touchdown run for Garrett Sonder up. And we are all tied at 6 with the important extra points coming up. Shelton, of course, loves going for the 2. And let's see what Fullerton wants to do here. Looks like they might actually be able to kick it, but with Shelton always going for 2, that might be what they do as well. And they will go for 2. Lining up under his center is going to be Somm. In the backfield is going to be Watovic. That's Sinan. Now Watovic's going to be the quarterback. Look for him maybe to run it. Sonder up in motion. They'll fake the handoff. Watovic right up the middle. He's in for the 2-point conversion. That's why he's in there. And Fullerton has the lead. 1:06 to go in the first quarter. Fullerton 8 and Shelton 6. We'll be back with more football after this on Classic Hits.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast. Proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Well, each team is on the scoreboard, and the difference right now, the 2-point conversion that Fullerton was able to run in, and we're told it's Keenan Watovic. We apologize for that, but he gets it in for the 2-point conversion. Fullerton 8, Shelton 6, 1:06 to go here in the first quarter. Each team has had it twice, scored, and each punted. Booting it away will be Derek Ellis. It's returnable at the 3. Jimenez to the right side. Almost fumbled it with nobody on him. 10, 15, 20. Gets pushed out of bounds at around the 25-yard line. And that's where Shelton will take over. Jimenez was trying to get a hold of that football as he was trying to secure it at about the 10-yard line. And it just popped straight up into the air. Luckily, it didn't go far. And he was able to corral it and move it up the football field starting at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 here for Shelton. So this first quarter almost in the books. Everybody probably has the adrenaline that's settled down. Now it's time to square up and play some football. Hawks with Muehlbach in the backfield. They'll give it to Jarrett off the left side. He's going to be stacked up and brought down by Curtis Kanopic. Kanopic, a big guy for Fullerton. He is one of the top tacklers on this team with Ethan Lisek and Garrett Sonder up. And for Muehlbach, he's going to be credited with a 1-yard gain. That's his second carry of the ball game, and it'll be second down and 9. So Coach Lowe not afraid to rotate a variety of players in. We've already seen 5 different players carry the football. And Shelton better hurry up here. They're going to get dinged for delay of game. They're a little slow out of the huddle, and now we've got a timeout called here by the officials. Side judge, somebody wanted something I think one of the coaches, and we've got maybe some blood out there, okay? Looks like maybe some blood on Nate Muehlbach's jersey, and he is the big old guard. And checking in will be Jack Spellman to take his place. Well, let's see what Coach Lowe does. I would expect you probably run the other way. He's the right guard. Let's see if they go left. And that's exactly what they do. Hawks to Muehlbach. There's a hole across the 30, 35, first down. And there is going to be a penalty flag back away from the football. And that might be on the man they just brought in the football game, which will be unfortunate because it had nothing to do with the play. That would have been on the right side of the line, and the play went to the left. So wipe out the hold, and it'll be second down, or wipe out the run, the first down run of 15 yards. And it will be the fourth penalty here of the first quarter on Shelton. 10-yard penalty will back it up to about the 16-yard line. And one of the Shelton captains, Zach Oliver, trying to get an explanation what exactly happened. Coach Mike Lowe is out there on the field. He wants to hear something, too. I don't know. We may have missed something there. Maybe he was the second guy to initiate something. But Mike Lowe is all the way out at midfield. They're at the 20-yard line, but he's in the middle of the field talking to the referee. Usually, you kind of call the official over. But Coach Lowe is hot about something that he didn't like on that holding call. So, mark it back. Of course, last year, Shelton kind of had their way with Fullerton, won the ball game 72-28, and just some of the Fullerton faithful saying they thought maybe Shelton didn't take their foot off the pedal, so be interested to see how that plays out. Shelton does not have to run another play here as we're down to 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it looks like they won't. So we are at the end of the first quarter of play here in this top five battle in D2. It's the Fullerton Warriors 8, the Shelton Bulldogs 6. We'll be back with second quarter action after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Fullerton. I want to thank all the fine folks here in Warrior Country for their hospitality, including the athletic department staff. Just, again, folks, one of those times you show up and you know it's under control. Everything's run properly, at least that we've seen. They had a great feed tonight. Field looks great. There's people there to take care of everything you need and a great facility here. You know how it is. If Larry Brannigan could do that over at Shelton, then maybe, you know, we'd do a little bit better there. But just absolutely perfect here for football and a good first quarter, 8-6. As we start the second quarter after the hold, it's second and 19 for Shelton at their own 16-yard line. Fake and go deep. Hawks trying to get it over the top, and he will overthrow this time Derek Ellis, although this time there was some good coverage downfield by Ethan Lizak and Garrett Somm. So the incomplete pass, the second of the ball game, 0 for 2. We haven't had any passing yardage yet for Shelton. 32 and about 70 yards all on the ground. But they did have four penalties for 34 yards, 2 for 10 on Fullerton. Fullerton amassed 39 yards, 30 of it on the touchdown run. Third and 19. Hawks back to pass. Only one man in the pattern. Hawks will have to take off and run. 15, 20, and a man misses. He'll get it up to about the 24-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of 8, but not near enough for the first down. And Fullerton can live with that. Tough when it's 3rd and 19 and you only have one man in the pattern. Either somebody has to blow an assignment or you have to force it in there. And a good job by Hawks. Did what he was supposed to do. And a punting situation here for Jared Muehlbach. Kind of mishit the first one. It was only a 22-yarder, and that gave the short field to Fullerton. Low snap. He's got it. Takes all day. And then almost got it blocked, but he does punt it away. And again, it's going to sail off to the right side into Fullerton territory around the 30. And let's see where they're going to mark this one at. Still no indication yet. Looks like about the 33. So it's going to be another 22-yard punt. So there are no returns. But that time, Muehlbach kind of waited to see if anybody was going to rush him. And the next thing you know, Keenan Watovic's on top of him. And Watovic, 180-pound senior, looks like he's about 6'1", 6'2", down there. And so he can get up there and knock it down. And next time, they may bring him a little bit harder. So first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Fullerton 8, Shelton 6, 11-12 to go. Already in the second quarter. We started a little bit early here tonight, but that's okay. 8-6, beautiful night. Even a night where they're bringing a few jackets out here at Fullerton now that the sun is down and will not be a factor. No wind at all. First and 10 as Fullerton's ready to go. Man split out wide to the right, but they'll just hand it off over the right side. Sonder up, and coming through there is Jaden Ullman. Muehlbach, excuse me. Or is it Ullman? Number four, they made the switch. Number four is now Nate Muehlbach, I'm guessing. Unless somebody tells me that Jaden just blew on his thumb and puffed up that big. But remember, Nate Muehlbach had blood on his jersey, so now number four is Nate Muehlbach, and he came through there and made a great tackle on Sonder up, a gain of one. It'll be second down and 9 at the 34. Out of the offset eye, pitch play Sonder up, tries to go off left guard. Once again, runs into Muehlbach, stretches forward for a couple, kind of ran up the top there, and Jimenez shoved him down. He'll be just short of midfield, a gain of 4, and that'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go here. Fullerton at their own 39-yard line. Home opener, homecoming for the Warriors. Shelton, first road game of the year. Both teams 2-0 on the season. Shelton next week hits the road and goes down to Axtell. Fullerton heads over to Cedar Valley, which is the Greeley-Walbach Cedar Rapids conglomerate. Third down, pitch play right side, Sonder up, trying to get to the outside, and he'll get just across midfield, but be short of the first down. David Jimenez goes low with some help there from Jose Gomez, and it's going to be a gain of 3, we'll call it fourth down and 2. But you would have to expect that Fullerton will punt the ball away here. That is a fourth and a solid 2 at the 39-yard line of Shelton. 8-6 is your score. Don't forget, the scores are brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Kearney and Millard North playing tonight. We'll get you a score on that momentarily. Adams Central up on Fairbury, 21-0. And Fullerton's going to line up like they're going for it. Let's see if they do. Hard count by Somm. Can't get him. It looks like he's trying to draw him off sides, and Fullerton will call a timeout. And Shelton actually doesn't come right up on the ball there. They were about a yard back in their defensive backfield. And a timeout called here by Fullerton, tried to draw him off sides, and obviously it didn't work. It is brought to you by Every Timeout. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney, 9:02 to go, first half. It's Fullerton 8, Shelton 6.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And they are going to go for it here on fourth down. And an inside handoff will get the first down. Taking it across the 35-yard line will be Ethan Lisak. And they lined up in a pistol formation, took the quick snap. And it is enough for the third Fullerton third down. First down of the ball game. They got 4, only needed 2. And so Big one for the Warriors there, or else it would have been great field position for the Shelton Bulldogs at midfield. Now split out wide to the left is Gage Horick. He's their number one receiver. Man-to-man coverage. And man in motion, out of the shotgun, back to pass, Somm has time, throws the deep slant, intended for Seth Watovic, and can't haul it in at the five-yard line. Pass will be incomplete. So both teams are now 0 for 2. And any time you have Horick out there, that's where your attention is going to be, so that's why they tried to go to the right side instead of the left, where Horick had sat down at. Second down and 10. For Fullerton, leading it 8-6 with 8:33 to go here in the second quarter at the half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming your way. Cozad leading Broken Bow 13-0. First quarter, Thayer Central, Fillmore Central. They're 7-7. Second down and 10. And a long handoff on the stretch play. Sonder up, makes a man miss in the backfield. Then turns and grinds, runs over a man to the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Hold on the whole time is Derek Ellis. So Sonder up, great run after being hit in the backfield. Instead of a two-yard loss, it's going to be about a seven-yard gain, six-yard gain, third down and four. Sonder up now with 50 yards unofficially on seven carries. Big play. Again, if you don't get it here on third down, Fullerton now on that part of the field, you go for it. Of course, in eight-man football, there's a lot more fourth down opportunities than there are in 11-man just because of the 80-yard field. Third and four. At the Shelton 28, Garrett Somm trying to get everybody where they're supposed to be. And now pitch play, Sonder up, trying to go left. He's hitting the backfield, steps out of that, and he's going to be stretching it close to the first down marker at the 25-yard line. Hawks just about had him in the backfield, but Sonder up showing why he's one of the best. And it's going to be a gain of three, fourth down and one. They converted a fourth down and two on the previous series. So obviously they'll go for it here. The ball spotted squarely on the 25-yard line of Shelton. They don't even have to make it to the 24, so it's fourth and a half a yard here for Fullerton. And they'll turn, hand it off to the fullback, and get the first down. Seth Watovic straight up the middle. He gets a yard, and that's all they needed, maybe two. Move the sticks. Seth Watovic with his second carry of the ball game, and another fourth down conversion. For Fullerton, first and 10, we'll call it the 23 of Shelton. No surprise that these teams are grinding it out on the ground. Shelton had thrown it seven times in the first two games and Fullerton 14. And Fullerton had probably more competitive games, obviously, the reason for the passes. Out here in the slot right side is Seth Watovic, and rolling to his right, Somm going to throw it as far as he can for Keenan Watovic, calls it in for the touchdown. 23-yard touchdown pass to Keenan Watovic, well covered by Jimenez. And our first pass completion of the ball game is good for a 23-yard touchdown from Garrett Somm to Keenan Watovic. 6:45 to go here in the second quarter of play. And now the two-point conversion. And these, if this game is a high-scoring game, as a lot of people thought it would be, if it is high-scoring, these conversions will be huge. And running in here late for Fullerton is Tyson Hellbush. He plays end, and they didn't have the right personnel, and so a timeout has to be burned here before the extra point for Fullerton. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance with 6:45 to go in the first half. Fullerton has just punched it into the end zone. They lead Shelton 14-6. We'll be back for the conversion in a moment.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
One timeout remaining now for Fullerton as they line up to go for the two-point conversion. Last time, Keenan Watovic lined up at quarterback and took it on a draw. He is in there again. You have got to the left wing, Garrett Sondra. Slot right is Seth Watovic. Everybody else in to block. Keenan Watovic, who caught the touchdown pass, sends Sondra up in motion. This time they give it to him on the end around, breaks a tackle, walks in. That's one-on-one, and Derek Ellis couldn't wrap him up. And the two-point conversion is good. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Fullerton 16, Shelton 6. We'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you at Fullerton. Shelton took the opening drive and chewed up 6:43 on 17 plays, scored on fourth and goal to one to go up 6-0, but now they find themselves trailing 16-6, two touchdowns and two two-point conversions for Fullerton. Now, Fullerton hasn't been able to drive the ball into the end zone every time, and this one will be returnable as well unless it gets to the sideline, but a good kick. Picked up at the 5 by Muehlbach, trying to go all the way the other way. Fakes the reverse, has some room. 15, 20, 25. It's going to be one-on-one, but there's a flag. 30, 40, brought down in Fullerton territory at the 24-yard line by Tyson Helbush, but multiple flags where he made the turn on the right hash. And coming up hobbling is Seth Bridger. He'll hobble over to the sidelines here. Coach Houghton will ask him if he's okay. But we're going to have a block in the back, it would appear. And that penalty, yeah, depending on where they actually mark it from, there's a penalty at the 22 and a penalty at the 15. So it'll be half the distance to the goal. And it looks like they'll mark it off from the 15. So a little hometown cooking right there. But that's the advantage to playing at home. So that'll mark them all the way back between the 7 and the 8 instead of being down to the 25-yard line of Fullerton. So Shelton has had the long drive, long field to drive here so far in this game. And they'll start at their own 8-yard line, we'll call it. First down and 10 for Shelton. 16-6, Fullerton with the lead. They look good. 6:33 to go here in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia and Blue Hill 8-8 in their ball game. Another big game in the area. Wing to the left is Jimenez. Gomez the fullback. Hawks fakes the handoff, now tries to roll out, makes one man miss at the 15, and he's going to scamper across to the 17-yard line. Nice run that time of 8 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 2. Shelton running the quarterback a lot more in this ball game than they did last year or the last couple of years. Of course, when you had Luke Glenn, you didn't have to run it as the quarterback. But a lot of misdirection. Hawks has already carried the ball unofficially 12 times in this football game. Second and 2. Muehlbach in motion. Pitch right side. Tries to follow his blockers and follow the quarterback, Hawks. And he's not going to get anywhere. Just back to the line of scrimmage. And on top of the pile, Will Meyer for Fullerton. So nothing there for Muehlbach. And it'll be third down and about a yard and a half. And with 5:35 to go here in the first half, still 16-6 in favor of Fullerton. Shelton right here trying to get a first down. They're discussing maybe taking a timeout here because they want to not give the ball back to Fullerton. But it looks like they're lined up and ready to go out of the I formation. Jimenez dots the I. They'll hand it to him right up the middle, and he's got it. Needed to get to the 25, and he gets to the 26, a 3-yard gain for Jimenez. 6 carries, 23 yards. And another first down here for Shelton. That's their first down since the opening drive for the Bulldogs. Trailing 16-6 as the clock runs now with 5:10 to go here in the first half. More football next week. Ravenna Centura here on Classic Hits 98.9, a good rivalry. This time around, Centura might be the favorite. Out of the pistol, Hawks wants to run option right side, makes the pitch, but there's nowhere to go for Gomez. And he is going to be hit maybe a half yard behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. Ball marked at the 21-yard line, so nowhere to go that time for the Bulldogs. Just trying to grind it out on the ground. Hawks has went to the air twice looking for Derek Ellis. Underthrew him once, overthrew him once. Now they put him in that short pistol again. Hawks on second and 10. Going to hand it off to his fullback, fighting for hard yards, dragging men for 2-3 yard gain out to about the 29-yard line. Is going to be Jacob Strauss. Strauss carrying the ball for a gain of 3. It'll be third down and 7. Volleyball action coming your way Tuesday. A Class B Top 5 battle. Aurora at Grand Island Northwest. Varsity duel scheduled to start at 7:30 here on Classic Hits. But right now, third and 7 for Shelton. Out of the I formation, man split out wide to the left. Hawks back to pass. Quick little pass over the middle, and he throws it behind Spencer Wires at the 32-yard line. And so a punting situation coming up here for Shelton. Shelton was 4 of 7 through the air coming into the football game tonight. And for 70 total yards through the air. Now Muehlbach to punt it away. The first two punts have only been 22 yards each. Needs a better one here. High snap, but he grabs it. Here comes some pressure. There's a good high, long kick. It's going to bounce at the 27 and roll. 20, 15. Great, great punt. Great punt all the way down from his own 29 to the 15-yard line. So 25 and 11. That's a 36-yard punt with no return. And Fullerton will take over at their own 15-yard line. First down and 10, leading it 16-6. But Fullerton has the momentum right now. They fell down 6-0. They've got the last two touchdowns. They've been big touchdowns, a 30-yard run by Sondra, but a 23-yard touchdown pass that was hauled in by Keenan Watovic. 16-6, and Fullerton will start here at their 15-yard line. They'll put Somm out of the shotgun, fake the inside handoff, go to the left end to Sondra, and right there again is Nate Muehlbach to wrestle him down. At the original line of scrimmage, they might give him a half yard. We'll say officially it's going to be no gain on the play, and it'll be second down and 10. And Fullerton probably wants to use as much clock as they can. Fullerton will get the ball to start the second half, or at least they'll get the option, and obviously you would take the football. Leading it 16-6, so yes, they would love to score, but they don't want to make a mistake on this drive. They want to chew up as much clock as they can. This time, Sondra will be deep in the backfield. He'll fake the left cut, take it to the right, make a man miss, and then he gets stuck. Jared Muehlbach, and that's going to make him a little slow to get up. One of those where you get stood up, and then Muehlbach brought the hammer after a 3-yard gain, or 2-yard loss, excuse me, third down and 12. Man, you could hear that one and feel that one up here. Big stick by Jared Muehlbach. Now let's see if Fullerton goes to the air here. They're not afraid to. They put it up three times, including the 23-yard touchdown. So man split out wide to the left and the right out of the shotgun. Garrett Somm takes the snap. Three-man rush. Going to throw it deep. Overthrows a man. Jimenez intercepts the ball and then dropped it. Then dropped it. He made a full-out dive. It looked like he had it, but when he bounced up off the ground, the ball was laying at midfield. Overthrown that time from Garrett Somm. And that'll bring up a fourth down. Boy, Jimenez just about made a whale of a play. But they still probably should get the ball right about that same spot after the punt. Let's see if Shelton sends any pressure or if they try to set up the return here. Fullerton will punt it away with Keenan Watovic standing at his own 3. The ball is spotted on the 13-yard line. Good snap. Watovic, high, fairly short kick. Jimenez takes it at his own 30, looking for blockers, 35, gets out to the 37-yard line. So a nice punt that time from the 13. That's 27 and 10, a 37-yard punt, and a return of 8. And Shelton will have good field possession here for what will probably be their last possession of the first half. 2:06 to go, second quarter. It remains Fullerton 16 and Shelton 6. First down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Shelton does have two timeouts remaining, 42 yards away from the end zone. They're going to show a spread formation, but I wouldn't be surprised if Hawks keeps it. Jimenez in motion, and they will give it to Jimenez, and he is wrapped up in the backfield, a loss of four all over him, Gage Horick. And hindsight's 20-20. If Hawks kept that, he would have went right up the middle of the field for significant yardage because all three maroon jerseys converged on Jimenez. So a loss of three will bring up second down and 13, and Shelton now is in no rush to get up to the line of scrimmage. Not what they had in mind on first down. They had done so well on the opening drive on first down. Pistol formation again. Looks like pressure is coming. Hawks back to pass. He's got Ellis down the middle of the football field, and it's caught at the 15, and he'll be brought down at the 11-yard line. Beautiful pitch and catch in the first completion of the game. And that'll be a 34-yard completion and a first down here for Shelton. They'll say his knee's down at about the 13-yard line, not the 11. But I already wrote down 34 yards, so that's what he's getting. Larry Branigan will have the official stats for his crew afterwards. First down and 10. Shelton in business at the Fullerton 13-yard line. And Hawks will turn, hand it Jimenez off the left side, gets upended down to the 10. Gain of 3 for David. And it'll bring up second down and 7. 1:12 to go. Plenty of time on the clock as long as they continue to move like they have been. They've got two timeouts should they need them. They'll be under a minute left here in the first half when the ball is snapped. In there at the fullback is Jacob Strauss. Jimenez the eye back. And they'll give it to Jimenez off the right side, and there's nowhere to go. Once again, Gage Horick is there to throw him down for no gain. And the clock runs with 45 seconds, and Coach Lowe decides he'll use one of his two remaining timeouts. So each team has one timeout remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney, with 43 seconds to go in the first half. It's Fullerton 16, Shelton 6, but the Bulldogs have it third, and 6 at the 10-yard line of Fullerton when we come back.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
From Foster Field in Kearney, Millard North leads the Kearney Bearcats in the second quarter by a score of 12-0. All of the score updates coming your way from the Valentino scoreboard at the half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is 43 seconds away. But right now it is third down and 6. Shelton at the Fullerton 10-yard line trailing 16-6. Strauss the fullback. As they come up under center, fake the pitch play, want to throw it to the end. Hawks is wrapped up, and Hawks is sacked. And again, in there is Curtis Kanopic. They were looking for Derek Ellis over the middle, but he had no chance to get anything done there. And now a timeout will be called here by Shelton. And I wouldn't say it's a mistake, but they can still get that first down inside the 5, so they could have ran the clock down to about 8 seconds and then just had one play. Either you score or you don't. Instead, they'll stop the clock here with 30 seconds. The timeout made by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance, and that is the second sack of the ball game. Both of them about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fullerton has gotten to Hawks twice in this football game. We'll go ahead and keep it here and take a look at some of those scores that we've got for you right now from around the state of Nebraska. Let's go east first. As Seward and York are scoreless in the second quarter. Grand Island Northwest leads Lexington 7-0 in the second quarter. Sydney on top of Aurora 12-0 at Aurora in the second quarter of play. Adams Central leads Fairbury 34-0 in the second quarter of play. Cozad's up 20-0 on Broken Bow. Kearney Catholic's on the board 7-0 Ogallala at Ogallala in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull 26, Wood River nothing in the second quarter. Here we go. 4th and 9. For Shelton, they are at the 13-yard line of Fullerton. Snap the Hawks, 4 wide. scrambles, throws it underneath. It's complete and brought down for a first down, almost maybe a face mask on that play as they get it to Gomez. Stop the clock with 24 seconds. They threw it underneath, and Gomez spun around and got four more yards on the play. And from here, it looks like they've got the first down, but there is a player down where the play came to an end. And they'll have to attend to the man down over there on the far sideline. And let's see if that is Gomez who caught the football. It looked to me that his head kind of came down. Now, whether that was an inadvertent face mask or somebody grabbed his shoulder pad, he went down awkwardly. But nonetheless, hopefully he's okay, and it will be a first down here for Shelton. When we return, first and goal at about the 4 with 24 seconds to go in the half. It's 16-6 in favor of Fullerton. They're actually going to bring the chains out, and it is a first down. But while they attend to the injured player, we'll take a break and be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And still down on the field is Jose Gomez after hauling in that first down pass. And he's being attended to right at where he got the first down. Can't really tell what the injury is. It could have been about anything the way he was brought down, but don't like to see this. They're bringing the stretcher out on the field. So you never like to see that. Everything's been so great so far tonight, and always hate to see injuries. So looks like they will take him in, and I guess when you see the stretcher come out that quick, that kind of tells you that something happened very noticeable over there. So hopefully no broken bones or torn ACLs, but when you get that stretcher out on the field that quick, it's not a good thing. It looks like they're bringing the backboard out, and so that wouldn't seem to be a knee if that's what you're doing. So I guess we'll see what happens here, and that kind of as obviously rips the emotion out of Shelton, who's got a chance to get a key score here before halftime, because even though they've scored one touchdown and Fullerton scored two, it's a two-possession game because two-point conversions for Fullerton and no conversion for Shelton, so it is 16-6. Let's see if I can catch you up here on a couple more scores while we have this injury timeout. Of course, the scores brought to you by the Valentino's Scoreboard, Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let's work our way from a D2 back up. It is Kennesaw being handled by Giltner, 54-8. That game is in the second quarter of play at Kennesaw. So Giltner, they didn't want to wait around to the third quarter this year. They are all over it. Bertrand and Hitchcock County are 8-8. They are in the second quarter of play. Lions Decatur shutting out Osmond 48-0. Some D1 scores. Arapahoe leads Sutherland 24-6 in the second quarter. Nebraska Christian's up on Elgin Pope John 6-0. Howells Dodge 8, High Plains 6 in a top 10 battle. Exeter Milligan all over Shelby Rising City in the second quarter 42-6. In some C2 action in the second quarter of play, Centura leading Superior 6-0. St. Cecilia and Blue Hill still 8-8. Battle Creek and Oakland Craig tied at 21. Donovan Trumbull leads Wood River 26-0. Malcolm leading number one Sutton 12-6 in the second quarter. And Archbishop Bergen leads Weeping Water by a score of 19-0. In C1, Norfolk Catholic leads Madison 21-0 in the second. Lakeview up on Wayne 6-0. O'Neill over Central City 14-6. And Adams Central 34-0 over Fairbury, all in the second quarter. Late first, Cozad was up on Broken Bow 20-0. And Kearney Catholic, who had a late start, a 7-0 lead over Ogallala. Some Class B scores again in the second quarter. York leads Seward 14-0. Gross leads Crete 7-6. Northwest and Lexington are now tied 7-7. Aurora's on the board, but they still trail Sydney 12-6. And Columbus is trailing Norris 17-13. For Kearney High, taking on Millard North and getting an update on that, they were down 12-0, and it is still 12-0 at last check. Again, we are in the middle of an injury timeout here at Fullerton with just 24 seconds to go in the half. And your score is Fullerton 16 and Shelton 6 as they attend to the injured Bulldog in Jose Gomez. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, fortunately, most of the radio games, at least on my end, we haven't had to worry about long delays for injuries because you just hate to see that. But it appears that Jose Gomez, we talked about, he was awkwardly tackled, and the word we're getting is that it looks like it's a broken leg, and they still are attending to him down there. Of course, if that's the case, trying to get an air cast on it, trying to get him on the stretcher. The one thing was Fullerton had an emergency call somewhere right about kickoff, but there is an ambulance here. There was, I think, two of them here, but if there wasn't, there's one back, and they're just trying to get Gomez settled, relaxed, as best you can, and get him taken back. But if it indeed is something like that, that's basically almost lost for the season. Those are usually six-week injuries, depending on how bad they are, and Shelton obviously would make the playoffs, but hard to stay in shape when you can't run. And that's one of the things. You break your arm, you can stay in shape. You can be ready to go when it's time to get back and play football. But when you do something to a knee, an ankle, a leg, obviously a lot of upper body lifting, I suppose, to try and stay in shape. But right now they are attending to Jose Gomez, who made the first down reception at the 4. 24 seconds to go here in the first half. So once this long delay is over, there'll be time for two, maybe three plays for Shelton, unless they get in on the first one, and then we'll be off to halftime. It's 16-6, Fullerton with the lead. Again, a reminder, tomorrow, all of the teams in our area are home. It's homecoming for Hastings College. It's homecoming for UNK. And, of course, the Huskers home tomorrow against South Dakota State. Pregame at 9:30, kickoff at 2:35 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings College will host 18th-ranked Doane. That is always a barn burner, and that'll be at 2 o'clock on 12:30 AM KHAS. And for UNK, they welcome in 6th-ranked Missouri Western at Foster Field, and that will kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 16-6, Fullerton with the lead here over Shelton. Again, we've got football on PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you're looking for Giltner Kennesaw, it's on the Breeze, 94.5. Kearney Catholic battling out at Ogallala, and hopefully everybody out there saw some pictures today. There was some late word, Kearney Catholic yesterday, saying, will we even get to go out there and play with the flood coming out of Colorado? And we've all seen the pictures, and Poor Hershey. That's way down the road there, and they've got sandbags. Yesterday, that's what the students did. They sandbagged the high school. Photos of that up on social media as well. But Kearney Catholic is in Ogallala and had the first touchdown of the game, 7-0. We'll take another break. Back with more after this.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast. Proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Well, I didn't look when the injury occurred, but I think we're close to about 15 minutes here of downtime at Fullerton. And Jose Gomez, the word we get is an apparent broken leg, and they are now finally getting him onto the stretcher. I'm sure they air-casted it up, and the Fullerton EMTs probably headed off to Central City for Jose, who is moved into the starting lineup. They're without Owen Madden, who could be back as soon as next week, but started at defensive end, gave another option there at fullback. And let's see if we can bring some good radio to Jose during this painful time, because now we're ready to play a little bit more football. And the situation is first and goal at the 4-yard line for Shelton. They are at the Fullerton 4, between the 3 and 4, trailing 16-6, but they're out of timeouts, and there's only 24 seconds left. Empty backfield. Hawks will send Jimenez in motion. Toss sweep right side. David finds the pylon and gets into the end zone for a Shelton touchdown. So after that long delay, Shelton had a chance to discuss what they wanted to do. Obviously, because they ran it there, they were going to have two plays called without a timeout, but they run it efficiently on the toss sweep, moving him out of the left wing to the right side. Jimenez will take it in from 4 yards out, and that'll make it 16-12, and an important two-point conversion coming up here for Shelton. They need to keep pace with Fullerton. Two-point conversion again, empty backfield. Hawks wants to throw a little pop pass, complete for the two-point conversion, but penalty flags before the play, and that was just a quick throw over the top to Spencer Wires, and it looks like this will be a 5-yard motion penalty. Illegal shift called on Shelton. That's a 5-yard PAT. And now it makes it a little tougher. Obviously, if you're going for two, backed up now at the 8-yard line. 16-12 Fullerton. And quarterback Taryn Hawks over to the sideline to get the play. He's got Jared Muehlbach as his right wing. He's got Jimenez is his left wing. Hawks under center. Drops back to pass. Lofts it over the middle. Wires in triple coverage, and it's picked off. Just tried to get it to the taller Spencer Wires, and the interception made there by Curtis Kanopic, whose name we've called a ton on defense here tonight. 16 seconds to go in the first half. It's Fullerton 16 and Shelton 12. We'll be right back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. 16 seconds to go here in the first half, and David Jimenez just ran it in from 3 yards out. The two-point pass was no good, and that makes it 16-12 in favor of Fullerton. And now a chance to kick it off here for the Shelton Bulldogs. It'll be Jacob Strauss, and you just kind of want to pound it down the middle. He can kick it into the end zone, and I say why not? Don't give Fullerton a chance to return it. You want a perfect squib if you can get it. Let's see what they do. And he pounds it, and he pounds it into the end zone. So Fullerton now, you have to assume they're going to play it safe, run it once, and get to the locker room with a four-point lead, and they'll get the ball in the third quarter. I like the call there. If you got a kid that can kick it in the end zone, do it. Just do it. Over the years, the coaches have talked about what an advantage that is. If you don't get kick returns, and we've already seen that a couple times this year, even the Kearney High game down at Topias, Kearney High game, Lincoln Southwest, a lot of pooch kicks. High formation here for Fullerton, and just dropping back and taking a knee is going to be Garrett Somm, and that will allow the clock to run out, and we have reached halftime here at Fullerton. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up. Your score, the Fullerton Warriors 16 and the Shelton Bulldogs 12. Each team with two touchdowns, but the difference, the two-point conversions here by Fullerton. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll take a break and be back with more right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fullerton. Everyone here has been so kind, I will say, in all the years. This is the first football game I've had the opportunity to do at Fullerton. We've been up to the gym here at Fullerton a few times and been through this great community on the way to other playoff games in the fall. But, man, what a great facility they have here at Fullerton, and we have seen a very competitive football game in the first half. It's Fullerton 16 and Shelton 12, and talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report earlier this week, and he was going to try and get here, and either he has been or he will be heading this way, but Bob said he thought that this would be a high-scoring, high-flying game, and looking at what Fullerton has done, I agree, because Fullerton has given up some points in their first two football games. Even though they were playing good competition, they gave up a good amount of points in the first 2 weeks, 22 to St. Francis, 40 to Osceola. So I kind of expected we'd see a little bit higher scoring game. But Shelton, to start this first half, took the opening kickoff and just grounded out a 17-play, 65-yard drive, and the Hawks took it in on the quarterback sneak, fourth and goal at the one. They had to convert a couple of fourth downs, and it took over 6.5 minutes of that first quarter, and then they shut Fullerton down, made them punt. But after that, the offense really slowed down until this last drive. A little bit of a short field, but a nice completed pass there. Was able to set things up for a first down, 34-yard pass up over the middle to Ellis, who they'd been trying to get it to all night long, and that set up the second touchdown here in the first half of play. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll come back and take a look at some scores from around the area right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game.
Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
All right, let's take a look at some scores brought to you by Valentino's. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Homecoming here tonight in Fullerton. It's Fullerton 16-12 over Shelton, and we are at halftime. Taking a look at some of the area scores that we have to pass along to you from the Class A ranks. Millard North continues to lead Kearney at the half by a score of 12-0. Omaha Burke leads Lincoln Northeast by a score of 14-0. It is Lincoln East over Omaha Northwest in the second quarter by a score of 28-0. Number 2 Creighton Prep trails number 3 Lincoln Southeast at halftime by a score of 20-14. And Bellevue East leads North Platte late in the first quarter by a score of 20-0. We might have to take a break here so I can do some dancing in the press box. We've got the halftime show going on for the Fullerton dance team out here. But instead of that, let's keep giving you scores. Class B at the half. Ralston leads Nebraska City 37-0. York over Seward 14-0. McCook leads Gehring 28-0. Aurora has come back from 12 down to tie Sydney 12-12. They are at the half. And it is Crete leading Omaha Gross 12-7 at the half. Late second quarter, Northwest leads Lexington 13-7. Omaha Scut 35-7 over Mount Michael. And it is Beatrice leading Blair 7-0 at last check. Columbus leading Norris 19-17. And that is late in the second quarter of play. In Class C1, it is Cozad leading Broken Bow at the half by a score of 20-6. Eighth-ranked Columbus Lakeview leads Wayne 20-0. Also at the half, Fillmore Central leads Thayer Central 14-7. Milford 14, Grand Island Central Catholic 13, Norfolk Catholic 50-0 over Madison, O'Neill 20-6 over Central City. Those games are at the half. Late second quarter, Adams Central leading Fairbury by a score of 41-0, and Ogallala has scored to tie Kearney Catholic as they head to the second quarter 7-7. All halftime scores here in C2. It's Donovan Trumbull 26, Wood River nothing, Blue Hill 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 8, Battle Creek 35, Oakland Craig 21 in a shootout in the first half. Other games of interest, Centura now blasting Superior 39-0. Sutton is trailing at the half. Malcolm's up 12-6 at halftime. Moving to eight-man football now and moving on to the D1 ranks. Number 1, Exeter Milligan leads Shelby Rising City 42-14 at the half. Arapaho 38-6 over Sutherland as they approach halftime. Still looking for a lot of scores from around the area. Ansley Litchfield, Elm Creek, Wilcox Hildreth Franklin, Loup City Harvard, Alma Elwood. If you've got the numbers or the score, you can give us a buzz at 236-9900 and we will get your scores on the air. And other DT scores, Giltner 60, Kennesaw 14, they are at halftime. Hitchcock County 15, Bertrand 14, they are at the half as well. If you're at the Axtell or the SEM or the Loomis games, we would love to get those scores as well. Again, here at the half, it's Fullerton 16 and Shelton 12. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's try and run down some of the first half stats of our football game, which Fullerton leads by a score of 16-12 over the Shelton Bulldogs. We'll start with Shelton. 10 carries for David Jimenez, 27 yards and a touchdown. Jared Muehlbach, 3 carries for 5 yards. Jacob Strauss, 2 carries for 3 yards. Jose Gomez will end up with 3 carries, 7 yards. We'll talk more about him in a moment. And Taryn Hawks, he has been the man carrying the football tonight. Unofficially, I've got him for 13 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown. He's been sacked twice in this football game. So no surprise that Shelton wanted to keep the football on the ground. Unofficially, it looks like 31 rushing attempts. And remember, they had 16 on their first drive that resulted in a touchdown. 31 rushing attempts here in the first half. 61 and 32 is 94, and that is the number of yards they've had on the ground for Taryn Hawks. After the first three went incomplete, he hit the last two, so I have him 2 for 5. No interceptions, no touchdowns for 43 yards through the air, 94 on the ground. That's 137, resulting in 8 first downs. 3 punts, 22, 22, and 36. There have been 6 penalties for 47 yards in the first half against Shelton, but no turnovers for either team, and that's a well-played first half from that standpoint. The 2 touchdowns for Shelton, came from Taryn Hawks. The opening drive, they marched it 65 yards. 17 plays, took 6:43 off the clock. Taryn Hawks took it in 4th and goal from the 1. The 2-point pass was incomplete. 5:17 to go first quarter. It's 6-0. The teams exchanged punts, and after a short punt gave Fullerton good field position, Garrett Sonderup broke one off the right side for a 30-yard gallop. The 2-point conversion was good on the Keenan Watovic run. 1:06 to go first quarter. 8-6. Fullerton took the lead. That's how we went into the second quarter, and after converting a couple of fourth downs on a drive, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Somm to Keenan Watovic, and then Garrett Sonderup ran it in, and with 6:45 to go in the half, Fullerton was up 16-6. A big, big stick by Jared Muehlbach helped stop Fullerton on their last possession of the half, and then that's when Shelton moved the football down the field. Jose Gomez hauled in a key fourth down conversion pass, but he also apparently broke his leg on the play, on the tackle. We told you right when it happened, I thought maybe there was a face mask, but it's just the way he was tackled, because you saw his head drop. And you know from watching football or watching it on the weekends, when you get injured, it's usually either a helmet to the knee or you see kind of an awkward tackle where his leg probably just stuck or got rolled up on, and they had to take him to the hospital. But the very next play after that long delay, David Jimenez took it in from 3 yards out. The 2-point pass was no good, and that is where we are at the halftime, as they just took a knee for Fullerton to run out the first half clock. 16-12 in favor of Fullerton. We'll look at their numbers right after this.
The Nebraska-Land National Bank Datebook on Classic Hits 98.9.
The Bow Wow Benefit is a dog show with proceeds going to benefit the Heartland Pet Connection. It is Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are $10 each. You can get them at the Heartland Pet Connection or Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Send your datebook items to Classic Hits at KKPR.com. Brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
An update now on running back Jose Gomez, where
It does not look good for Jose. The initial reports are that they're not sure if it's a broken leg or if it tore up his knee, so they'll wait to see that. But either way, his leg was not doing what it was supposed to after that reception. And so sounds like an injury from what we're being told that will take Gomez a while to recover from, and hopefully he will. Injury is a part of sport, but you just hate to see him. And Gomez, who was playing so well here the last 2 weeks for Shelton, need to get him back and healthy as soon as can be, whether that's this winter or next spring or next season, whatever the case may be. He is just a sophomore, so hopefully a lot of athletics in his future, but probably no more here for the football season. Let's take a look at the numbers for Fullerton. Garrett Sonderup, 10 carries, 49 yards and a touchdown. Ethan Lisick, 1 carry, 2 yards. Seth Watovic, 2 carries, 0 yards. Garrett Somm, the quarterback, 1 carry for 4 yards. 14 rushes, 55 yards. Through the air, Somm has only completed one pass, but it was a 23-yard touchdown. So 23 through the air on 1 of 4 passing. 55 on the ground, only 78 yards for 4 first downs for Fullerton here in the first half of play. I think, 5 first downs as we double check. They have punted the ball twice for an average of 37.5, only 2 penalties for 10 yards here for Fullerton. So less mistakes by Fullerton as far as penalties. Neither team has turned it over, but only 18 plays, it looks like, were run by Fullerton in the first half, and 36, twice as many for Shelton. And that could be a telling tale as the second half wears down. Who will wear down? Is playing defense a little bit tougher than being on that offensive side of the football? 16-12, your score here at the half. Fullerton will get their choice and should take the ball to start the third quarter of play. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back and update some more scores and then get you kicked off for the second half of football here in Fullerton right after this timeout.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Well, the teams are ready to go, but there's the mandatory three-minute warm-up period here. So about a minute and a half before that happens, let's run down the scores again for you. At the half, it is Millard North leading Kearney by a score of 12-0 at Foster Field. The game of the night is number 2 Creighton Prep trailing number 3 Lincoln Southeast by a score of 20-14. That game is at halftime. In Class B, halftime, York leads Seward 14-0. McCook over Gehring 28-0. Aurora and Sydney are tied at 12. It is Northwest leading Lexington at the half 13-7. Hastings trails Scotts Bluff in the first quarter 14-6. In C1 at the half, Cozad leads Broken Bow 20-6. O'Neill leads Central City 20-6. Milford leads Grand Island Central Catholic 14-13. Kearney Catholic has taken the lead back in the second quarter from Ogallala by a score of 13-7. And Minden leads Sandy Creek in the second quarter by a score of 28-0. Halftime in C2, Blue Hill leads Hastings St. Cecilia 16-8. They've just started the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull in the third leads Wood River 26-6. And Sutton has scored first in the third quarter to take a 14-12 lead over Malcolm. North Platte, St. Pat's 26, Ravenna nothing. They are at halftime. A couple more scores I think we can pass along to you. Arapaho 38, Sutherland 6. That game is late in the second quarter. Howells Dodge leads High Plains in a top 10 battle 14-6 at last check. And Giltner getting all over Kennesaw, 60-14 tonight, halftime on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here it is Fullerton, 16, and Shelton, 12. Fullerton will get the ball to start the second half of play, and we are ready to tee it up and get things going here. Let's see who's able to keep it going. Fullerton, or will Shelton take that momentum from the late score in the second quarter and get this defense with a stop? Strauss to boot it away, and man, did he boot that one. No chance to return it again, about 8 yards back in the end zone. And we start the third quarter of play at the 15-yard line. We have seen that as maybe one of the advantages here tonight, is that the kicking game of Shelton off the tee has been strong. The punting game has been a little stronger from Fullerton in this football game. So first down and 10. Shelton on the defense. Fullerton will line up in the I formation with Garrett Somm as the quarterback. Somm's going to turn, give it to the second man, Sonder, up off the left side. There's nowhere to go. He's stood up at the 15-yard line, and keeping low is Jared Muehlbach on the tackle. No gain for Sonderup, who unofficially had 49 yards, and we've got a man down on the opening play for Fullerton here in the third quarter. We already had about that 15-minute delay to the entry to Gomez, and this time it's on the Fullerton player, and maybe just got the wind knocked out of him, but there was some hard hitting off that first snap, and you know that's one of the things the coaches were talking about. Come out and establish that line of scrimmage down in the trenches, win the battle down in the trenches. Well, we've got a break, so let's take one with them. 11:44 to go in the third quarter. Fullerton 16, Shelton 12.
Laser Tech has been putting the SURF back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, Garrett Sonderup was the injured Fullerton player, and he is getting helped off the football field here. I don't know if he got bent over backwards. At first, it looked like maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him, but he looks like he might be in la-la land because he's just tiptoeing over here on the sidelines, and now some of the teammates are going to come over and help out, and that is a big, big loss for Fullerton, so each team a man down. Second down and 10, Fullerton at their own 15-yard line. Somm out of the I formation, going to give it to the fullback off the right side, and Watovic, nothing there. He's stacked up, and again, it is Nate Muehlbach. If you're listening to us here, Nate had to change his jersey, had some blood on it, so instead of 60, he's number 4, and no gain on the play that time. So we'll call it third down. Now they gave him a yard, 3rd and 9 on the carry by Watovic, 3rd down and 9. And you can also see number 44, Tyson Hellbush. We might see him move into the backfield. We'll see who takes Sonderup's place, or Will Meyer. Looks like he's back there. 3rd and 9, screen pass set up over the middle. It is complete into the hands of Horick. Horick breaks a tackle at the 25, gets to the 30, and he's right at the first down marker. It all depends where they say he's stacked up. Good hard run by Horick on a little tight end screen. It's pretty easy. If you put the ball on the 25, it's going to be a first down. And that's what they do. Put the nose of the football on the 25-yard line, and that is a gain of 9 on just the second pass. Well, no.
Watch the ball.
I guess they're going to say he's just short. They're lining up to go for it at their own 25. Quarterback Somm gives it to the fullback, and he didn't get it.
He didn't get it. He's trying to keep those legs churning. He went right into the middle of the football pile, Seth Watovic, but it sure didn't look like he got it. And from the way they spotted it, he didn't get it. Fullerton gambles and comes up short. So Fullerton stopped on fourth and inches at the 25-yard line, and that'll give Shelton excellent field position to start the second half. And again, 95 times out of 100, that's an easy play, but it didn't work that time. And Taren Hawk sets him down, ready to go on the whistle. Counterplay at Jimenez, runs into his own man. And the reason he ran into his own man is because, once again, Kanopic shoved him back into Jimenez. A loss of two on the play, but David didn't even get started. He took one step, and Zach Oliver got shoved right back into him. So great burst from that right defensive end by Kanopic, who has been the man so far tonight defensively. Second down and 12, ball at the Fullerton 27. And Hawks gives it to Jimenez out of the backfield, and he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage and be drugged down there by Will Meyer. So Jimenez got the two back that they just lost. But Shelton now third and 10 at the 25-yard line of Fullerton. They need to get some positive yards here because, again, you're in that go for it. But obviously there's no kicker, nowhere that you're going to get field goals by I don't think either one of these teams, and it could come down to something like that. 9:19 to go here in quarter three. Split the back short. Hawks rolls out, wants to throw back against the grain. It's complete at the 20, the 15, the 10, and Wires is brought down inside the 10-yard line at the 8. And that's going to be a gain of 17. Three straight completions here, dating back to the second quarter for Taren Hawks. And a big conversion there for Shelton, and they are ready to snap the ball as soon as it's blown for play. First and goal at the 8. Hawks calls for the count. He's all by himself. He's going to run to the left side. Hawks turns the corner at the 5, leaps forward, and he'll be shoved down at about the 3-yard line. It's an easy play call when Shelton runs up to the line that quickly. And they have blown play dead. Hellbush goes in there for the tackle. Looks like maybe they say he was out of bounds. It'll be a 4-yard gain there for Hawks. And that'll make it second down and goal at the 4. Hawks again with the empty backfield. Twins to the right side. Here comes the blitz. Hawks, they knew it was happening. He leans forward. He's going to get a couple, but coming through on that run blitz was Seth Watovic. And got drunk for about 2 yards. We'll call it third down and goal at the 3. And Shelton really relying on that quarterback sneak, and Fullerton knows it's coming when they are in there for tough yards. In there is Alan Garcia right now. He'll line up at the right end. And you've got Muehlbach as the wing to the right. Under center, empty backfield. Muehlbach in motion. Pitch play left side. Jared turns it up. Jared gets into the end zone for a Shelton touchdown. Jared Muehlbach, once he made that cut up field, he was one step and in. Boy, did he make a great cut. And Muehlbach gives Shelton the lead 18-16 with 8:09 to go here in the third quarter of play. Just the third carry of the night for Muehlbach. And again, the important two-point conversion. Fullerton's 2 for 2 and Shelton's 0 for 2. And they'll line up, obviously, to go for 2. Jimenez the wing to the right, Muehlbach to the left. Jimenez in motion, fake it to him, inside handoff Muehlbach. They grab his jersey and bring him down. It's Kanopic again, and the two-point conversion is no good. But with 8:09 to go in the third quarter of play, Shelton's back on top. The Bulldogs 18, the Fullerton Warriors 16 on Classic Hits.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You're listening to High School Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, and Shelton ready to kick it off again, and another booming kick into the end zone for a touchback for Fullerton. It is Shelton 18, Fullerton 16, 8:09 to go here in the third quarter. Fullerton gambled. They'd converted a few fourth downs in the first half, and they had fourth and a half a yard. It was one of those where it was a touchback on the 15. The ball was touching the 25, but it wasn't in the middle of the 25. That's how close it was. They needed the nose of the football. They did not run quarterback sneak, and Watovic did not get it, running right into the middle of the pile. Shelton took over and took it into the end zone on Jared Milbach's three-yard run. So once again, Fullerton is at their own 15-yard line with a lot of ground to coverage, and they just lost their leading running back in Sonderup. This time they'll go with a counter play that's busted up in the backfield by Milbach. Seth Watovic now is the featured back, and he is swallowed up 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be officially a loss of two. But Watovic not having any fun carrying the football. And what a great game defensively Nate Milbach has had so far. It'll be second down and 12 at their own 13. And coming into the ball game will be Gage Horick, the leading receiver. But you've got to wonder how the senior Keenan Watovic is not involved a little bit more. Every time he's touched the ball tonight, something has happened. He splits out wide to the right. Horick splits out wide to the left. Shotgun with the quarterback Somm and two running backs. Pump fake. Looks right for Watovic. Has to avoid pressure. Throws it as far as he can. Jump ball incomplete. Boy, he got a lot into that one. And Watovic had to kind of come back over the defensive backs back to knock it down and save the interception. Good coverage there by Derek Ellis. So for Fullerton, they're not afraid to go deep. That's really what their pass playbook is. Drop back and chuck it as far as you can. Third down and 12. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Jensen, sporting the red basketball shorts and the equally bald dome. Good to see Robert here. Third down and 12, Fullerton at their own 13. And Somm's going to roll out, wants to throw out here into the flat. That one's complete to Watovic at the 15, the 20, and he got the first down. First time they've ran that play all night. He gets to the 27-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 14. And a big first down there for the Fullerton Warriors after giving it up on downs inside their own 25 on the opening possession of the second half. First down of the second half for the Warriors. 18-16 Shelton, 7:11 to go. Both teams down a man as Jose Gomez went out in the last 30 seconds of the first half, and then Garrett Sonderup went out on the first play of this drive, of this half. Now we've got a way different formation with Keenan over on the right side, and he will take it around the right and nowhere to go for Keenan Watovic. He dives forward for a couple, but it was like a wishbone. With Watovic back in the shotgun, it was a very weird look. Four men on the line that time, and he didn't gain anything. So we'll see if they come back to that play later or not, because that one did not work. But Keenan Watovic is the man that was pretty dynamic in the first half. He was able to score a two-point conversion, and he was able to haul in a touchdown pass. Second down and 10, Fullerton at their own 27-yard line. Now Somm goes out of the double wing with the shotgun. A lot of different looks here for Fullerton in the ball game. Send a man in motion. It's going to be a halfback pass out here in the flat. The ball is tipped, juggled, and caught. Great catch by Horick after it was juggled and tipped that time by Taren Hawks. You can't play any better defense than Taren Hawks did. Brought him to the ground with him, and it's good enough for an 11-yard gain and a first down as Will Meyer ran the halfback pass. Meyer probably shouldn't have thrown the football, but it works out because he was well covered. First and 10, Fullerton at their own 38-yard line, trailing 18-16 with 6:05 to go here
in the ball game. And Sonder up trying to get back in. He's warming up on the sideline. Pitch play, Meyer, right side, gets into the secondary. 25, and he'll be pushed down at the 23. And then a late flag on the play. And that's going to be, the only thing it can be is a late hit. Meyer was kind of tripping as he was going down, and it looked like he was shoved down. And they're going to call hitting helmet to helmet. I thought Meyer fell down on his own. But nonetheless, a nice run that time from the 38 down to the 23. So we'll call that a 19-yard gain on the first carry for Will Meyer. How far did we say that was, Larry? 20-yard gain. And then you add another first down on the helmet-to-helmet. And that's going to be half the distance to the goal. It looks like they're at the 11. First down and 10 at the 11. Under center is Somm. He's going to hand it off to Meyer over the right side. He gets to the 10, and then he's gang-tackled backwards again by Muehlbach. Hawks comes in there to help him out. Will Myers trying to spell him while Sonderup is getting back to going, and he is trying to sprint over here on the sideline. But I think he really just got bent over backwards on that first play. You can tell he's trying to stretch that back, but as he's running, he's leaning forward. He hasn't really stood straight up and down yet. And they've got the medical personnel here tonight. The trainers are here, and unfortunately, they've been a little too busy. Second down and 9, Fullerton at the 10-yard line. Of Shelton out of the shotgun, rolling Somm. Looks left, has time, has all day. Now the pressure comes, throws it underneath, and Meyer caught it, but at the 8. And that'll be a gain of about a yard, maybe 2. We'll call it third down and 7. And Somm had to do something with the football there because after all that time that he had, the pressure was coming down. He was hit as he threw it. And good job there by the secondary of Shelton. That's probably the longest they've had to be in pass coverage tonight. Third down and 7 at the 8. Trailing 18-16, Fullerton. Somm fakes the handoff, rolls right out of the backfield. Wide open, Watovic walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Seth Watovic faked the block, and they just dumped it out to him on the right flat, and he walked into the end zone for an 8-yard touchdown. The second touchdown pass of the night for Garrett Somm, and that puts Fullerton back on top, 22-18, with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter of play. After the nice run by Meyer and an 11-yard penalty on a helmet-to-helmet contact, Fullerton now can go up by 6 if they convert this, and this is what I'm talking about. Each team would have 3 touchdowns, but if Fullerton converts the 2, they'll actually be up by 6. Somm's going to be in an empty backfield out of the shotgun. He's got Keenan Watovic split out wide to the left, now sends him in motion. They fake the handoff, quarterback draw. Somm, this time it didn't go. The last two times they had Keenan Watovic take the snap, once he ran it, once he handed it off to Sonderberg, it was Sonderup. But Sonderup's on the sideline with the injury. So with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter, two-point conversion no good, but Fullerton back on top of Shelton, 22-18.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to high school football on your sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fullerton ready to kick it away after the 8-yard touchdown reception to Seth Watomic. And the kick is away. Good one that time by Ethan Lisak, but it is going to bounce out of bounds to the right instead of bouncing forward into the end zone. So a bad break there. They had put Shelton in the coffin corner a couple of times, but that one, a little too much juice and out of bounds it goes. Let's see what Shelton decides to do. If they'll have him re-kick it or take the ball at the 25-yard line. That has been one of the differences tonight. Strauss has been kicking it into the end zone, and Fullerton doesn't get to return it, but most of the time Shelton's been able to get a good return. Nothing too crazy, but they, in 8-man football, I always say take as many cracks at returning the kick as you can, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to back him up 5 yards, and now from the 10-yard line, Lisiak will boot it away, 155-pound senior. And looks like they're bringing another football out here for him. And the official marking off the 5-yard penalty, like you're supposed to in the book. So since he did it, I will give him grandioso. Maybe there's somebody here watching them for grading purposes. Jared Muehlbach, David Jimenez will stand at their own 10-yard line this time, awaiting the kick from Lisiak. And we'll boot it away again. Here comes Lisiak, puts his foot into it. That's a low end-over-end line drive, and it gets into the end zone. Well, on the coin flip, the wrong decision that time for Shelton. They could have had it at the 25. Instead, it gets between them and gets into the end zone. They'll get it at the 15. First down and 10, Shelton. Trailing 22-18, 4:35 to go here. Last year, in the third quarter, last year, Shelton, after Sonderup got hurt, just really rolled him up 72-28. And we knew it wouldn't be anything like that here tonight. First down and 10, Taryn Hawks sends them down with David Jimenez, the I-back. They'll go on a little crossbuck over the left side, gets a seam, gets to the 20-yard line, gets out to the 21, maybe the 22, and grabbing him by the ankles and bringing him down out of that secondary is Lisiak. He and Kanopic and Sonderup are the leading tacklers, and now Sonderup still trying to get loose over here on the sideline after being injured on the first play of the third quarter. Jimenez is going to be credited with a gain of 6, second down and 4. Split the backs this time. Another crossbuck. Jimenez over the right side has to try and step over his own lineman, and the tackle made by Horick. Horick just bigger. There's where Jimenez's size comes into play. He's 115, and Horick listed at 185, and he's all of that. Jimenez is going to get one, and we'll call it third down and 3. Ball on the right hash in this back-and-forth ball game. Shelton scored first, went up 6-0, then back-to-back scores for Fullerton, put him up 16-6, then back-to-back scores for Shelton to end the second and start the third. And they're going to call a timeout here on third down and 3. That'll be the first timeout of the second half of play. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:56 to go in the third quarter in this top five battle in D2. It's Fullerton 22, Shelton 18.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
And welcome back to Fullerton. Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. As Shelton trails 22-18. Facing third and 3 at their own 22-yard line out of the timeout I formation. Hawks drops back to pass. Pressure from the backside. Hits as he throws, but he's got a man complete all the way to the Fullerton 35-yard line. And another completion, this time into the hands of Derek Ellis. And give credit to Hawks. He was hit as he threw it. And that is a gain of 22 yards on the play. And a Shelton first down.
So if my numbers are right, Hawks was 0 for 3, and he's 4 of his last 4. And that moves the chains into Fullerton territory at the 36-yard line. Hawks threw it back against the grain, and a good catch. Slot left, Jimenez, they give it to him on the inside trap. He goes straight up over his right guard and takes it to the 30-yard line for a gain of 6. This is a young man that has just 40 yards, and he has been toting the pigskin. He's got 15 carries. Taron Hawks has 13 carries, and it's been hard yardage tonight for Shelton. There haven't been big plays for the Bulldogs. One 34-yard pass. That's about it. Ellis will split out wide to the left. Out wide to the right side will be Alan Garcia. Shotgun draw. Hawks makes the middle linebacker miss. Gets to the 25, and he'll be wrapped up at about the 23-yard line by Tyson Helbush. But that's enough for the first down. A gain of 7 on the play for Hawks. And Shelton now with 13 first downs unofficially in the football game. Trying to get the lead back, trailing 22-18, 3 minutes and counting to go here in the third quarter of play. Back and forth we go. Strauss, the fullback. They'll hand it to Jimenez, following the block over the left side. He's got a hole. Gets inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down. But short by 2 yards, depending on where they put the knee down at. He's going to be at the 16 officially. So we'll call it a gain of 7, second down, and 3 to go here. But great block front there by Jacob Strauss, opening that hole. Trying to work his arm out there, Nate Muehlbach. He was a little slow getting up from that play. Hand off right side, Jimenez tries to bust it outside, then dances inside and dives forward to the 11-yard line. The tackle is made by Ethan Lisick. Did a good job in the open field to make the tackle. And that's going to be another first down. Gain of 4 for Jimenez. And they'll be just outside the 10, so it won't be first and goal. It'll be first and 10 at the 11. 22-18 Fullerton, 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Hawks in the I formation, Jared Muehlbach the I back. They'll hand it to him off the left side. Big hole to the 5 and down to the 3. Big, big hole, and again, Strauss just clearing people out. Give credit to the line over there, and that allows Strauss to get upfield and blow up the linebacker. It's going to be a gain of 9 for Muehlbach, and it'll be second down and 1 at the 2. 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Shelton marching again. Jimenez will be slot left. Strauss slot right, empty backfield, quarterback sneak. Hawks go straight forward, and Taron is into the end zone for a Shelton touchdown. A 2-yard run by Taron Hawks. Again, just following his big center, Dakota Pollard, and his left guard, Nate Muehlbach. And Shelton regains the lead, 24-22, 1:34 to go here in the third quarter of play. Shelton, 2 touchdowns, Fullerton 1 here in the third quarter. It was 16-12 Fullerton at the half. And again, the 2-point conversion, very key. They'll go I formation. Hawks. Oh, runs into his running back. Jimenez wants to throw it, and that play was busted up. Tried to get it into the end zone to a well-covered Alan Garcia, but when he came out from under center, Hawks ran right into Jimenez, and it threw everything off, and the pressure was coming down. So the 2-point conversions are 0 for 4 for Shelton. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Janelle Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another 3. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Georgia kickoff and Jacob Strauss. This one will be returned at the 1 yard line. Lisak up to the 5, the 10. Big block right side. And he'll get to the 15 yard line and be dropped down right there at about the 16. And another late flag as people are walking away. And it comes on the Shelton sideline. And that might be another unsportsmanlike late hit, something like that is what it has to be, as they were walking off the field. And let's see what the flag will be on the Shelton sideline over there. Referee says it's unsportsmanlike on Fullerton this time. So each team has had an unsportsmanlike penalty, and that is the first penalty since the first quarter on the Warriors. And that'll be an 8-yard penalty, backing them back from about the 17 to the 9.5. Here's some Valentino's scores for you. Home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Kearney's on the board. Millard North 12, Kearney 7. They're in the third quarter of play. Aurora has scored 32 unanswered. They lead Sydney 32 to 12 in the third quarter of play in a battle of top 10 teams. York 20, Seward nothing in the third quarter. Also, Cozad 20, Broken Bow 6 in the fourth quarter. Here it's 24-22. Shelton leads Fullerton, a minute and a half to go in the third. Fullerton ball. They hand it to the fullback up the middle of the field. And a couple yards there. And Watovic will get it out to about the 11. That's a gain of 2 for Seth. Been hard running for Watovic. And again, Sonder up. I think they've got him back in the football game here. He had to set out almost the whole quarter after being dinged up on the first play of the half. Second down and 8. Fullerton at their own 11-yard line, taking a lot of time to get out of the huddle here. And they may have to call a timeout. Hard to tell. The back judge is actually standing in the Shelton secondary. And the snap is made. Pitch play. Halfback pass. Sonder up. Looks man covered. Now rolls right. In trouble in the backfield. And he's going to be sacked. Pressure put on that time by Alan Garcia. And the halfback pass didn't work. Muehlbach got back there with him. Also back there was Spencer Wires. And so trying to pass the ball, another halfback pass. They got one of them to work with Myers. That one didn't. A loss of 4. It'll be third down and 12. So not a bad call. Not a bad call because Sonder up, that was his first play back in. So they figured, well, he may be a little weary still. And so they run a halfback pass, but it didn't work. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. It's anybody's game. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, we want to say thanks to all the fine sponsors, the athletic department here at Fullerton, and all the folks for their hospitality, with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, making things run. I'm Doug Duda, where we head to the fourth quarter of play. It's Shelton 24 and Fullerton 22. Fullerton has it third and 12, the ball back at about their own 8-yard line, and they're going to spread things out. Three wideouts here, Garrett Somm. Sends his man in motion, Watovic, from right to left, giving him twins outside. Saw him trying to set up the screen. He's in the end zone. Now he's got a scramble, being chased by Wires. Throws it out here, complete at the 29. Horick was wide open, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. A gain of 22 on the play. They just couldn't run him down, and a 22-yard gain on the play there for the Fullerton Warriors. And it gets them out of the shadow of their own end zone. First down and 10 at the 30. 24-22, and again the story, Shelton 4 touchdowns, Fullerton only 3, but you add on those two-point conversions, and they're only down by 2, and any kind of a score is going to tie it if it's a safety or give them a lead if it's anything else. First down and 10 for the Warriors. Big-time football game here tonight. They welcome Giltner in a couple of weeks. Pitch play right side, Sonder up, second carry of the half. Oh, and he's hit hard again at the 30. He got stood up and waxed again. Not good when you've been trying to shake the cobwebs out from earlier. Man, Muehlbach can hit some people. No gain on the play for Sandra. I'm here to tell you, folks, we've seen the wood dropped a couple of times here. Wires came in there. Jimenez was there. 24-22. 11 minutes to go. Shelton leads it by 2. Offset eye. They'll give it fake. Back to pass. Somm. Again, just throws it as far as he can for Horick. And Horick caught it between defenders at the 20, and he's down to the 17-yard line. The defensive back got turned around and was not sure quite where it was, and it just got over his outstretched hands, kind of like the Broncos when they lost to the Ravens last year in the playoffs, and it fell right in between to the leading receiver, Horick. And that is a gain of 34 yards, one of the biggest plays of the night for Fullerton. And that'll bring up first down and 10 at the Shelton 17. So two big pass plays have moved the ball from their own 8 to the Shelton 17. Handed off, Myers avoids the man of the backfield, but nowhere after that. Crashing through that time for Shelton was Zach Oliver, and he made that play all messed up. Now they'll untangle the mass of humanity, but no gain on the play. If a gain at all, it's a half yard. We'll say second down and 10. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have the final stats, scoring summary, update some of the scores, and then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show back at the studios. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Face the Talks, and they'll hand it inside to Lasock. Lasock carries the ball for no gain. Ethan Lasock, the 155-pound senior, as they continue to have just about everybody run the ball on both sides. And it's going to be third down and call it 9. Fullerton has all of their timeouts remaining. Shelton has 2. 9.5 to go in the game. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22, but Fullerton on the move. Third down and 9 at the 16-yard line of the Bulldogs. Power eye formation. Somm drops back again. Looks to the end zone for Watovic, and Keenan has it go through his hands. Mismatch there height-wise as Ellis was on him, but if you throw it high enough, Watovic can elevate over the top of Ellis, and he'd love to have another chance to get that one as it slid through his hands incomplete. And that'll stop a nice little run of 5 straight completions for Somm. And, of course, obviously, Fullerton goes for it here. Fourth down. Ball officially spotted at the 15. And a timeout is going to be called here on the field. And Shelton calls this on defense. So they will have just one timeout remaining. Timeout brought to you here on Classic Hits 98.9 by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, it's 24-22 Shelton. Fourth and 8 coming up for Fullerton at the Shelton 15 when we come back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Well, this football game is a little bit of everything we thought it would be tonight. Couple of Valentino score update for you. Scotts Bluff leading Hastings at the half. Out in Scotts Bluff, 44-6. Adams Central over Fairbury, 55-0. That is a final tonight. Kearney Catholic trailing Ogallala at the half, 14-13 on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. Here there's 9:18 to go in the ball game. It's Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. Fullerton, fourth down and a long 8. At the Shelton 15-yard line, Somm will come up under center. No wideouts, double tight ends. Saw him with the count, fakes the handoff, rolls right, looks over the middle. Keenan Watovic, no, they're going to go to Horick instead. He caught it at the 14-yard line, couldn't break the tackle, and Shelton will take over on downs. He's brought down at the 9, excuse me, not the 14, brought down at the 9, but he needed to get to about the 8. So he got about 8, but he needed 9. And a first down here for Shelton, a key stop. That's 2 fourth down stops Shelton has made in their territory in the second half. But now Shelton with their backs a little bit against the wall at their own 9. Hawks ready to go on the whistle. He'll hand it to Jimenez off the left side. He just puts both arms over that football, runs hard over the left side, crosses the 10, gets out to about the 14-yard line, and again a late flag. And let's see if there was a face mask on this one. Personal foul. Horse collar called on Fullerton. So from the 9 to the 14, a 5-yard gain for Jimenez. And then you throw up the horse collar. And that will move the football 15 yards down the field. That is a big call against Fullerton, and it moves it all the way out to the 28-29-yard line for Shelton. First down and 10. Shelton wasting no time. They are ready to go as soon as that chain gets set. The official saying, hold on, guys. Now backs out of there. Hawks out of the tie-dye formation. Hands it off right side. Jared Muehlbach breaks a tackle, gets to the 30, the 35, and he's tripped up short of the first down at the 37-yard line. 8 more for Jared Muehlbach. They haven't had to go to him much, but when they have, he's busted off a couple of nice plays. It'll be second down and 2 yards to go here. And the most important thing for Shelton, the clock runs. But again, remember, even if they score again, they've got to find a way to get an extra point. A touchdown only puts Shelton up 8. Long way to go. Here comes the blitz. Quarterback sneak. Hawks breaks a tackle off the left side and just about got loose. Tripped up in Fullerton territory at the 37-yard line, but it's enough for the first down, and he got about 7-8 yards on it. We'll give him 7. And just grinding it out. That line doing the job. There's been nothing too spectacular from the Shelton offense. Just grind it out on the ground, and they've used a variety of players to do it. Unfortunately, Jose Gomez injured his leg right before halftime. He is out at the hospital. And we hope things are going well for him, and we'll see if Shelton can hang on to bring him a victory as they go counterplay off the left side, inside the 30, and down to the 27-yard line is Muehlbach. And again, a big chunk of yardage on first down. It's going to be 8 more and bring up second down and 2. And Shelton just right up over the ball. You know when they're doing that, it's just run, run, run. And we're going to get a timeout. Fullerton is gassed. Fullerton is gassed, and they're going to use their first timeout here of the second half. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance Kearney with 7:52 to go in the ball game. It's Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Out, Hawks hard count, now turns, hands it to the I-back Jimenez off the left side. He'll get inside the 25, and that's enough for another first down for the Shelton Bulldogs. Again, of 4 on the play, and Jimenez starting to pick up a little bit more yardage on each carry. We've said it a bunch of times here, but it's just a lot of 2, 3, 6, 7-yard carries here tonight for Shelton. They have put the ball in the air a few times and have been a lot more successful as of late. Hawks hands it off. Muehlbach right side. He'll crash to the 20 for a gain of about three. And Fullerton hoping they can come up with a stop here. Second down and 6 yards to go. Off that carry, maybe seven, right at the 20-yard line. And that clock continues to run, but Shelton up by only two. Again, tie-dye, and we have got whistles. It looked like a run blitz coming up, and we've got some equipment problems here for Fullerton. Well, if that was an equipment problem, I don't know what it was. He walked up to him and looked like he maybe put his pad back under the jersey. Hawks, quarterback keeper over the right side, and he's going to get three. He's going to get three, gets it down to the 17-yard line. Nothing special about that. I've got Tarrant for 75 yards tonight, and he should be right at about 20 carries, maybe over that now. 3, 6, 9, yeah, 22 carries, 75 yards for Tarrant Hawks. Third down, we'll call it a long three. Need to get to the 14. They're just outside the 17. Hawks again, hard count, pitch play. Muehlbach cuts it back against the grain and gets inside the 15, and he's close to the first down. Started outside, then jetted it back up on the hash, and they will stop the clock to see if that's enough for a first down. Probably going to have to bring the chains in, and the chains are on the far side of the field. Muehlbach picking up three, and he might just be a tad bit short. Let's see what happens when they stretch the chains here. And as they stretch the chains, oh, boy, it's one of those where it's like 2 inches. Didn't know my eyesight got that much better. But it is fourth down and inches here for Shelton. Obviously, they go for it. And the fourth down plays have been key in this game, stopping Fullerton twice on fourth down. Shelton now hoping to convert to keep this drive alive at the Fullerton 14-yard line, as they'll bring the chains and set that ball right in the middle of the football field to make sure that they don't inadvertently place it when it's this close to a first down. So let's see what Shelton decides to do. I mean, Hawks has kept the ball so many times, I imagine he just follows big old Nate Muehlbach and quarterback sneaks it. Seven men now coming up in the box here for Fullerton. They know what's coming. Hawks takes it. And before they can get it going, we've got a whistle. Did they get the play going? Did they even blow it ready for play? And the officials are going to talk about something in there.
Oh, no!
And a 5-yard penalty. A flag comes down after the officials converse about something, and a delay of game penalty going to be called against Shelton. And what that is that apparently the center picked the football up. Maybe the center picked the football up and moved it forward so that he could make sure that that was going to be good enough for a first down. But now instead of fourth and 2 inches, it's going to be fourth and 5 yards and 2 inches. So it is a 5-yard penalty on the Shelton Bulldogs, and this makes it a little bit different. But again, Shelton has had the capability to pick these up, so let's see what they run here. Still a lot of time left. 6:30 to go in the game. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. And now Shelton calls a timeout, and that is their last one of the ball game. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. And once again, Coach Lowe all the way out where the ball is, bending the ear of the official, trying to figure out where that flag came from. 6:30 to go in the game. Fourth and 5 for Shelton at the 19-yard line of Fullerton. They lead it 24-22. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
They don't call her the best producer in the business for nothing. Stacy Johns helping us out here again on this Friday night. Doug Duda with you, and a key fourth down coming up for the Shelton Bulldogs. Fourth and 5 at the Fullerton 19. Shelton up 2, 6.5 to go
Out of the offset eye, Jimenez is the eye back. Hawks, hard count, trying to get the offsides. Now pitches at Jimenez, right side. He's hit. He won't get it. Getting through there is Horick to make the stop after about a three-yard gain, getting to the 16-yard line. And Fullerton will take over. First and 10 at their own 16. The Warriors trail 24-22 with 6:23 to go in the ball game. And Fullerton has two timeouts remaining. Remember, Shelton, according to my clock here, has used them all, and that's what the scoreboard says. Two left, as we said, for Fullerton. All kinds of time, though, left in this football game with 6:23 to go. A key penalty called there on fourth and inches against Shelton. Again, offset eye. Somm takes it, hounds the counter off the right side, nowhere to go. Wires is in there on the tackle, and not much for Sonderup. He's going to get maybe a yard. Also in there is Zach Oliver. Oliver getting the push on the line. Wires finishing things off there from his defensive end position. And it's second down and 9. Ball at the 17, between the 16 and 17. Warriors taking some time, as you can hear Ed Lowe, assistant coach, up here in the booth. They better hustle, too. Usually you take that much time, it's not a basic play. So let's see. They ran a couple of halfback passes. And the snap. Fake the handoff. What a throw. Looking deep for Watovic. Keenan's covered. Now he takes off and runs. And he is going to be hit at the 20 and shoved backwards at the 21-yard line. Muehlbach with Alan Garcia. Garcia stood him up. Muehlbach finished him off. And you know what? I'll say this. Garrett Somm really hasn't cared if the guys are covered, because Horick and Keenan Watovic are both taller and bigger than the defensive backs, and he just chucks it. That time, he did not, and it's going to be a gain of 3, and it's going to be third down and 6. Out of the shotgun, Somm throws a quick slant. Horick catches it, and he's going to be tackled right there if they blow the play dead. As they stack him up, and the tackle made well short of the first down. I'm trying to pick up the number of the defensive back, and that is going to be called on number 24, Jared Muehlbach, with the tackle. And it looks like we've got a penalty flag again on the end of the play there. And we're waiting to see what the call was. And if it is a penalty on Shelton, it'll be a first down. A face mask is called on Shelton. And I can tell you what the vibe is here, folks. I think if you don't know it already, you kind of get that vibe. I told you earlier, Fullerton thought that they kind of got it ran up on them last year at Shelton. Well, they might have got a little extra incentive here today. I know the Shelton fans thinks there's a little home cooking, and not only is it a face mask, it's a 15-yard face mask. There was a short gain of about 5 yards on the completed pass, which would have forced a punt, and instead a face mask after they had held Horick up that whole time. I don't know how you could get a face mask, but nonetheless, first and 10, Fullerton right at midfield. Inside handoff to the right wing, Sonderup. He is going to get 1 yard into Shelton territory. The ball's loose. The ball's loose. Shelton says they have it, and let's see what the call is. Yes, it is Shelton ball. Shelton covers the fumble. And we'll try and pick up the number of who covered that fumble. It was on the far side. But the ball comes out, and that's our first turnover of the football game. Fumble recovery after Shelton was stopped on fourth. Multiple penalties. And a fumble recovery by Shelton at midfield. We have 4:22 to go. Shelton's up 24-22. Tie-eye formation. Hawks, little confusion. Picks it up and gives it to Jimenez, and he is hit in the backfield for a 3-yard loss. I think Taren had the ball slip through his hands as he started to turn around, had to pick it back up, and by then the interior line had got right after him. It's going to be a loss of 4. Second down and 14 at the Shelton 36. Again, remember, Shelton's out of timeout, so if they get in a situation here where they are in the huddle too long or a possible bad alignment is there, they have no way to stop the clock. The key for Shelton is they are ahead. 24-22, 3:45 and counting. Staying in the tied eye, bringing everybody up on that line. Handed off, Jimenez left side. Finds a little hole, gets into Fullerton territory to the 37-yard line. Gets about half of what they needed. He came out of there quick. Crashed off the left side behind Muehlbach and was able to get down to the 37-yard line of Fullerton. When in doubt, get behind Nate Muehlbach, and that's going to be a 7-yard gain and bring up third down and 7. 3:15 and counting. Hawks splits his backs right behind him. 6 men on the line. Counterplay. Jared Muehlbach hole over the right side, and he's going to be close to the first down at the 30. And if he's across the 30, it's going to be good enough at the 29. A gain of 8. And move the chains. A huge first down run for Jared Muehlbach. And that means Fullerton is going to be forced into using their timeouts. There's only 3:04 remaining. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. There's been no scoring here in the fourth quarter. We had 3 scores in the third. It was 16-12 Fullerton at the half. First down and 10. Hawks looking to the sideline here. And again, this is where you got to be careful. They are out of timeouts. Hawks comes up under center, trying to use as much time as they can. Quarterback sneak off the right side, and he gets into the secondary inside the 25 and down to the 22. When you bring that much pressure on the line, all you have to do is find a little seam, and you're going to get big yards. It's a gain of 7 for Terran Hawks. Fullerton now trying to find a way to knock that ball loose when really all they need is to come up with a stop. They don't have to strip the ball, but they do have to make a stop. Second down and 3 at the 23-yard line of Fullerton. Shelton looking over to the sideline, trying to use as much time as they can. Hawks under center. Hard count, takes the snap straight ahead, and he's got the first down. A quarterback sneak that goes for 6 yards. 5 yards officially to the 16. No, a little farther. We'll say that's 6 yards. You've got to give credit to this Shelton line. This Shelton line has been the difference here tonight. Zach Oliver, Nate Muehlbach, Dakota Pollard, Gage Komen, and a timeout called here by Fullerton. They have just 1 remaining. 1:59 to go in this top 5 D2 battle. It is Shelton 24, Fullerton 22 here on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Now brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney, first and 10 at the 16-yard line. And again, right up the middle, Shelton will take it to about the 10 before getting stacked up there. And a timeout called here by Fullerton. Terran Hawks is taking it behind his big lineman. He's been going left a lot. This time he goes right. He's going to get 6 more. And the final timeout call by Fullerton, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. So both teams are out of timeouts. Interesting dynamic right now. It is second down at the 10-yard line. If Shelton gets the first down, the football game is over. If you're Fullerton, do you let Shelton score and hope to stop him on the two-point conversion again? Because that would make it 30-22, and you'd have the possibility, with some time on the clock, to score, get the two-point conversion, of which they're 2-for-3 on, and tie and send this game into overtime. The one thing that Fullerton doesn't want to have happen is Shelton get a first down and not a touchdown. It's 2nd and 4 at the 10. If they make it across or inside the 6, then all they have to do is kneel on it. And they're really in victory formation right now. They may only kneel on it here. 1:50 to go. And again, they just come right up the middle. They got to make sure not to shove their quarterback in the back. They got penalized for that in the first quarter. And now all they can do is let the clock run. And, of course, and now a penalty flag. They're not unstacking quick enough. And a penalty flag is going to be thrown here. And we are going to get a personal foul. A personal foul called on Shelton. And I guess maybe trying to get up off the pile. Fullerton's trying to grab guys and throw them off the ball so that they can get it marked and somebody shoves back. I don't know. There's been some mystery flags here in this fourth quarter of play, and they've all went one way. So now Shelton is going to have to run the football after Hawks got nothing on that last run. Misco Sports postgame show coming up, then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with Merritt Lawson and Tyson Hronik from our Classic Hits studios. The one thing about the penalty, the clock does continue to run. They can take 25 seconds off the clock, get it down to about a minute 14 when they have to snap it. And it is third down and about 15, 16, maybe 17 yards to go. They may just go ahead and take the delay of game. Hawks looking over to the sideline, takes the snap. Got to be careful that you don't leave without the ball, and he falls forward for maybe a yard. But again, the clock continues to run, and it just depends on how quickly they get the ball spotted ready for play. Well, they didn't waste very long. They blew the whistle beforehand, and they can run it down to about 30 seconds. And Shelton's not going to take a chance punting the football here because something weird could happen. It's at the 22, unless you run it down, take the delay, and then punt it. 35 seconds and counting. Hawks is actually in a shotgun here. And I think that's what they're going to do is take the delay. There it is, stopping the clock with 28 seconds to go. Again, both teams are out of timeouts. That is the 11th penalty of the ball game against Shelton. 24-22. And now, what do you do if you're Shelton? Do you just run it straight ahead? Do you punt it into the end zone? Do you run around and throw it through the end zone? The problem there is if you did that, you might get an intentional grounding flag. I'm guessing Shelton, all they're going to do is run it straight ahead and take their chances on defense. They're at the 27-yard line of Fullerton. And that's what they're going to do, snap it to Hawks. He rolls left, running, and he'll be brought down by Kanopic. Gains a couple of yards on the play, stops the clock with 22 seconds left in this football game. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. Through the air, they've had a couple of halfback pass attempts. One was a sack, one was a tipped completion. Somme can throw it about 35, 40 yards in the air. They have no timeouts. At the 26-yard line, here comes Fullerton. 22 seconds to go. Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. Fullerton first and 10 at their own 26 with no timeouts. I formation, no wideouts. Fake the handoff. Somme back to pass. Throws out here underneath. He's got a man open. Watovic complete, and then he stepped out of bounds at the 32-yard line of Shelton. A gain of 22 on the play and a first down. They had the safeties way back, and they threw underneath it. Beautiful catch there by Seth Watovic, and Fullerton in business. In fact, they're already close enough now they can get a Hail Mary there if they need to. And you've got the taller wide receivers. To the right is Keenan Watovic. To the left is Gage Horick. Now the quarterback, Garrett Somme, is in the shotgun. Looking left, now right, throws up the jump ball. It's deep for Watovic, and it's incomplete. Incomplete. Good screening there, and defense by Derek Ellis, stopping the clock with 11 seconds to go. But I'm telling you, folks, that's all this is. It's going to be a jump ball. It takes a little extra good defense by the safeties. Ellis is back there. Jimenez is back there. They'd love to get somebody on Jimenez. They'd have about an 8-inch advantage on David. And then Hawks is way back there, standing at about the 10-yard line. Time for probably two more plays. Same setup here. Horick to the left, Watovic to the right, shotgun. Rolling left, here comes pressure. Somm throws over the middle, and it is in and out of the hands of Seth Watovic at the 11-yard line. It would have given him a first down with 4 seconds left. And now all Fullerton can do is loft it to the end zone. Will they put both receivers in the same area, or will they just throw it up? Keenan Watovic has had a little more success tonight. He already has a 23-yard touchdown. This should be the final play of the game. Third and 10 at the 31-yard line of Shelton. Twins to the left and Keenan Watovic to the right. Somm back to pass for the game. Has pressure. Steps up. He's hit. He throws it backwards to Sonderup. Now Sonderup tries to run. 35-30. Middle of the football field. 25-20. 15. He's trying to lateral it, but they get the tackle, and Shelton will win the game. The final tackle is made by Zach Oliver as Sonderup just about made a miraculous run as Somm didn't get a chance to throw the football. Good pressure, and as he was being sacked, he chucked it back to Sonderup, who ran from the 40 all the way down to the 15-yard line before the tackle was made, and this football game is over. Last year, it was a 44-point game. Tonight, it was a 2-point game. 4 touchdowns, but no conversions for Shelton. 3 touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions for Fullerton. And in their home opener tonight, the Warriors play strong, but Shelton is able to get the win. The Bulldogs, 24. The Warriors, 22. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, a great crowd on hand tonight, and it finally feels like football weather. It was absolutely perfect at kickoff, and it has cooled down into the 50s here over most of central Nebraska. And we saw a football game, maybe not as high scoring as we expected, but every time you think it's going to be high scoring, the good teams find a way to play some good defense. And what a game it was here tonight. Shelton 24 and Fullerton 22. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's has been keeping you geared up for the games for years. Now at their storefront location in Ord, they will have a great selection for you to choose from, whether you're playing, whether you're watching. You can get your game on at Misco's, taking care of area athletes and high schools for years. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's Sports. Coming up, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with all of the scores from around the area and state with Tyson Hvronik and Merritt Lawson. Let's give you a couple here as Millard North has beaten Kearney tonight by a score of 19-7. Both teams are now 1-3 on the season. Northwest and Lexington tied 20-20. That game is in the fourth quarter. After being down 12-0, Aurora comes storming back to beat Sydney 39-12. Kearney Catholic in the third quarter leads Ogallala 23-14. That game is currently on ESPN, 1460-1550. Grand Island Central Catholic comes back for a 27-14 win over Milford. For number one Sutton tonight, they were down at half but have a big second half to beat Malcolm 30-18. We'll take a break, give you the final stats right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast. Proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
We had a couple of injuries in tonight's football game. Garrett Sonderup was able to come back, but just wasn't very effective after that. He was out most of the third quarter after being injured on the very first play and only had 4 carries in the second half and actually had -2 yards. Unfortunately for Shelton, they will now be without Jose Gomez, who injured his leg or knee. It looked pretty severe. It was right before halftime, leading to the second touchdown for Shelton. He had made a fourth down grab to get them the first down and goal, which Jimenez scored on right before half to make it 16-12 after being down 16-10. So we want to send our best wishes out for a quick recovery there to Jose Gomez. Let's take a look now at the final stats, and we will start with Fullerton. Here's what I had. Garrett Sonder up 14 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown. Ethan Layshock had 1 carry for 2 yards. Will Myers, 3 carries for 22 yards. Seth Watovic, 7 carries, 1 yard. Keaton Watovic, 1 carry, no yards. Let's give Layshock, by the way, he had 2 carries for 3 yards. And then you had Garrett Somm, the quarterback, 2 carries, 7 yards. They didn't ask him to do much as far as running the football. I had 29 rushing attempts for 80 yards in the football game for Fullerton, and only 25 of those in the second half. So that tells you how much they missed Sondra. But Myers had a 20-yard run. So not a whole lot going on the ground for Fullerton. And through the air, Garrett Somm did step it up. He was 1 for 4 with a touchdown pass in the first half. I had him 9 of 13 with no interceptions and another touchdown pass in the second half. So he ends up 10 of 17 with no picks and 2 touchdowns for 147 through the air, 80 on the ground, 227 yards of total offense unofficially. That's 14 first downs for the Warriors. Had just the 1 turnover, which didn't cost him points, but it was key at midfield with about 5 minutes to go in this football game. And Shelton was able to run the clock all the way down there to the final 30 seconds of the contest. That was the only turnover. 2 punts for 37.5 yards. Fullerton didn't have to punt it at all. They were stopped a couple of times, though, on 4th down in the second half. 4 penalties for 33 yards for the Warriors. We'll take a quick break and look at the numbers for Shelton right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Shelton Bulldogs. And as we expected, it was mainly on the ground tonight. David Jimenez had 22 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown. Jared Muehlbach, 10 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown. Jacob Strauss, 2 carries, 3 yards before the injury. Jose Gomez, 3 carries, 7 yards. And for Taron Hawks, he had 25 carries, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the football game. That is 62 rushing attempts for the Bulldogs tonight for 220 yards. Through the air, Taron Hawks incomplete on his first three. He did complete his last three, including going 2 for 2 in the third quarter. Didn't have to throw the ball in the fourth quarter of play. So I had Hawks 4 for 7, no interceptions, no touchdowns, and he had a total of 82 yards through the air. And so that's 82 through the air, 220 on the ground, 302 yards of total offense for Shelton. That's good enough for 19 first downs. They also didn't punt the ball in the second half. 3 punts, 22, 22, 36. No turnovers. Did have some problems in the penalty department, which I'm sure they'll look at on film. Coach Lowe will take a look at that. 11 penalties for 88 yards in the ball game on Shelton. Get a quick recap here for you, and then we'll get you some bonus coverage of Kearney Catholic out at Ogallala, and then on to the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show at the top of the hour. The opening drive for Shelton, they went down the field 65 yards, chewing up 6 minutes and 43 seconds, 17 plays, 16 of those on the ground. Taron Hawks scored from the 1 on 4th and goal, made it 6-0. After the teams exchanged punts, a 30-yard touchdown run by Garrett Sondrup and the 2-point conversion by Keenan Watovic, 8-6 in favor of Fullerton. Then a 23-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Somm to Keenan Watovic after converting 2 fourth downs on the drive. Add the 2-point conversion run, 6:45 to go before half, 16-6. And then Gomez makes that big catch, breaks his leg or tears his knee up, waiting for official word. It's just not good. The next play, David Jimenez goes in from 3 yards out, 16 seconds to go in the half. Conversion no good. It's 16-12 Fullerton at the half. Fullerton gets the ball to start the third quarter, and on the very first play, their top running back, Sondrup, gets injured. He's out most of the way. It's 4th and about 2 inches to go. They decide to go for it at their own 25. They do not make it, and that sets up the short field. The 25-yard drive capped by Jared Muehlbach's 3-yard touchdown run. 8:09 to go in the third. Again, the conversion no good, but Shelton's on top 18-16. Then Somm hicks up with Seth Watovic on an 8-yard touchdown pass. The 2-point conversion run was no good. It was 22-18 Fullerton with 4:35 to go, but that would be the Warriors' last score. Taron Hawks, a 2-yard quarterback sneak with 1:34 to go, answers right back. The conversion no good, 24-22, and that's how it would end, as there was no scoring in the fourth quarter of play. Shelton improves to 3-0 on the season, and for Shelton, they will be hitting the road to Axtell next week. For Fullerton, they're now 2-1, and they will hit the road for the third time in 4 weeks when they head to Cedar Valley next week. That is the Greeley-Wallback Cedar Rapids contingent. And then their next home game in 2 weeks against Giltner, who blew out Kennesaw tonight. That is the wrap-up of all of this action that's been going on tonight, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of? Call today for a free quote. Next Friday, we will be at Centura as the Centurions take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Our next high school sports action, Tuesday night volleyball, a Class B top 5 matchup where defending state champion and undefeated Grand Island Northwest will host Aurora. First serve Tuesday is at 7:30. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades, continuing to take care of the best in the state. Misco Sports, a storefront in Ord. Final score, Shelton 24, Fullerton 22. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
About 8. Yep, just trying to, you know, they've sent, you know, had a